こんにちは。
こんにちは。
今日は特別編ということでゲストが来ています。やい。
イエーイ。
ようこそようこそ、小島プロダクションズのプロデューサー今泉健一郎さんです。イエーイ。
よろしくお願いします。
小島プロダクションズといえばあのゲーム会社ですよね。
そうです。前ね、某会社にいて。はい、メタルギアソリッドというゲームを作ってたチームですね。
たまにね、バイリンガルニュースでもメタルギアの話はちょいちょい私がすごい下手だっていう話とかをしてきたんだけども、
知らない、あれるの
私 PSP のやつかな思ってたんです
けど、
そうでも下手すぎちゃって、あれってこう敵を自分の捕虜にしなくちゃいけないじゃないですか、それがもう下手すぎて1人か2人ぐらいで喜んでたら弟に、そういうゲームじゃないよ、もっと何十人とかやんなきゃいけんだよって言われて、諦めたっていう。
だからプレイしてもらって嬉しいです。
楽しかったです。
ありがとうございます。マミちゃんがプレイしてくれたってちょっと嬉しいです。
今泉さんとは友達を通して会ったんですよね、はい、私パーティーで、はい、結構前ですよね。いつだったか、
去年
かな、
あれ
忘れちゃった、
忘れちゃった。
で出てくださいって言ったら、
はい、
OK みたいな快諾していただいて、
その時ねちょっとね酔っ払ってたっていうのもあって OK とか言って全然 OK ノープロブレムとか言ってたんだけど、その後ね全然ちょっと会社の、会社退職して、それで新会社のスタートとかがあったんで、全然ね連絡してなかったすいません、ごめんなさい。
いえいえ、落ち着きました。
ね、まだね会社がねできて、今日な since last December I think、
so、oh, だから so still pretty new、
still pretty new、 so、yeah. we are still hiring and、so だから we are very small team right now、
right、
mm. so we are still like struggling、 you know、 try、mm. to find、 you know、 hire more people and、 so そんな感じ。
So are you looking around for ideas like what you guys are going to do, or do you sort of have a...
Yes, we have a plan、mm. and、right now, you know, we are planning phase、mm. very beginning of it.
How、yeah. long does the planning last usually?
Planning normally takes like 6 months or sometime、oh. a year. And、but you know, we have to like, you know, we have to testand you know try and you know the、yeah. change the you know the、mm. planning and so yeah maybe like 6 or 1 years、mm. but we change a lot
like, yeah
yeah
そのゲームを作るってすごいぼんやりした質問ですけど、はい、どういうふうに進んでいくものなんですか。
まずプランニングをする、まあうちだと、mm. 小島秀夫さんという方が、ディレクターの方がいて、
ザ・小島さんですよね。
そうですね。もう、そうなんですよ。そのクリエイターの人が、まあ、ゲームのプランニング全部して、でシナリオも書いて、うん、まあ、ストーリー書いてシナリオ書いて、でそれをどういうふうにゲームにしていくかっていうゲームプレイの部分も考えて、うん、なんでまずそれがあって、そういう設計図があって、ブループリントが先にあって、でそこからそのゲームを作るのにどういったテクノロジーを必要としているかっていうことを、まあリサーチして、でそれでまあトライアンドエラーみたいな感じで実際にゲームのプロトタイプみたいなものを作って、でそれで、あ、これはいいよねゲームとしてはねっていうふうになったら、そこから一気にまあCG なんで、その CG を本格的に作り出したりとか、モーションキャプチャリングとかやったりとか、あとはボイスオーバーとか、いろいろそういういろんなことをやって、あ、そう、モーションキャプチャーの前に ね 3D スキャニングっていうのをやって、だから前回とかは俳優さんを連れてきて、で 3D キャプチャーして、でそれをその人を実際に CG として誕生さすわけですね、キャラクターとして、でそれをモーションキャプチャーして、そのキャラにそのモーションをはめて、で演技をさせたりとか、そういうことをやります。
すごいね。なんかもう一から世界を作り上げるわけですもんね。
そうですね。だから作る人は、クリエイターの人たちはすごい大変だと思います。僕はプロデューサーで、どちらかというとその、 バジェットとかビジネス的なこととか、要は商品としてあの成功さすにはどうしたらいいかっていうのを考えたり。
So, are you paying a lot of attention to what people say, like on the internet or?
Or sometimes, like, yeah, sometimes I do, but you know, most of the time, I don't care. I mean, not care, but you know, because you know, Hideo is like a super creator, and he wants to make this thing, and then you know, then you know we have to follow. I mean support him, like you know, what's the best thing to make it happen. So
how do you decide things like whether to use, like there's a basic attributes to games, like is it third person or first person, or are there like, is it an open world thing or is it a very linear story? Like, how did those elements
come into it? You know, the last game, the Phantom Pain, you know, we try to make the, you know, open world, and that was, you know, the first try for us, and that was really hard. But you know, We believe that that's going to be a, you know, mainstream for the future. So that's why we decide. Well, you know, 難しいな、それは。あの、大体、そうですね、あの、まあ、トレンドも見つつ、どんなゲームが自分たちがプレイしたいかっていうのを考えて、で、それで決めるっていうのが大体普通ですね。
オープンワールドの方が当然その作るときには確実にめんどくさいわけですよね。
めんどくさいです。大変だと思います。
ですよね、
はい。大変です。バグチェックっていうのがあって、そのいろんなところでバグが発生するじゃないですか。で、それをあのバグをチェックするそのテスターの人にチェックしてもらうんですけども、その前に自分たちでチームでもチェックするんですけど、あのオープンワールドだと広いんで、チェックするのは大変だと思いますね。
They always get through, huh? Bugs.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah.
Like recent games, I play them, and there's so many more bugs than the old games. I feel like.
Yes, I think so.
Because there's like physics.
Physics and,
like,
and you
weird.
Know, there's, well, because the game is getting so complicated, and we use a lot of, you know, new kind of technology. So it's really hard to make the bug zero. I mean close to the zero.
So
it's really hard. Yeah.
なんか前テレビでバグをチェックするバイトみたいなのを見たことがあって、なんかこの道に500回当たってみるとか。
しますね、
あ、今もそういう感じなんですか。
はい、なるべく自動化をさせて自動でやるようにはしてるんですけど、ただやってみないとわからないっていうのは結構ありますね。
そっか、
壁にコリジョンっていうのがあって、CG の世界だと要は壁があったとしてもそこから先 に CG だと行ってしまえるんで、
あ、すり抜けちゃうってこと
ですね。だからすり抜けないようにそこに一応コリジョンというそういうあの見えない壁を敷くんですけど、ただその組み合わせによってはそこスルッと通っちゃったりとかするんですよ。そこ通らないように。
I love the like really particular details to the physics in these games like this. Like before, the foot position didn't have anything to do with how they're moving. But now it's like in some of the games, the feetactually look like they're working on the ground, like basketball games and stuff. And so it seems like before it was like we're just trying to get this result, but now we actually have particles in games. Like they actually, the math is being done for like water physics and stuff.
Yep.
So you actually have to make the game world almost the same way that the real world is made in order to get the sameLike、result.
すごいですね。あのいい視点を持ってる。
詳しい。
詳しい。
Yeah, so what do you think about that?
What like, did I think about that?
Is it all becoming particles? It's all becoming like physics?
Yeah, physics still. Like, you know, those are major, you know, method, like, you know, we're using. But I think it's getting changing. because mm-hmm. you know there is a new kind of technology is coming out
yeah.
lately. But you know, we wanted to use it, you know, those kind of new things. But you know, we have to test it because you know those you know the game's gonna yeah. be the game's gonna be a product. So if yeah. something happened and we, you know, that's gonna be a big problem for us. So we have to test it. But you know, we have a limited time.
Right.
Mm. So we don't have that much time to, you know, mm-hmm. testing like for a long time. So so we have to judge it, you know, in some point, like, you know, we will use this technology yeah. or that technology. So, you know, the physics is like more like, you know, normal way to use it, you know, for now. So we have to decide like what's mm. what's the
do you like
best way to
is there a particular engine that you select? Like
engine, yes. Like, well, you know, we used to make the we used to have the, you know, the Fox engine. That's what right. we made it you right. know, from the scratch. But you know, now, you know, we have to figure out how mm. we're gonna do it. Well, you know, there is some game engine like we can use
right
or you know we can make the new engine from the scratch, but you know that will take a lot, you know, long time. Normally it takes right. like, you know, three to 5 years.
Hmm.
So when are you planning to get the new game come out from your new company?
TBD.
Huh. are there any details out on this, on the new?
Oh, you know, game I wish I could on? Tell you, but you know, not this time.
Not
specific. I know a lot of people want to know.
I know.
For sure.
It's amazing.
I know a lot of people want to know, like, you know, what we are walking on, but yeah. you know, I can't tell you right now.
なんかね、プレスリリースとかだと、あの、Guillermo del Toro 監督と、なんかまたやるかもしれない。やろうとしてたのをまたやるかも。
そう、前に、
Silent Hills.
Yeah, we used to work with the Silent Hills project, but, you know, that was canceled, unfortunately. So, well, you know, we are very, very, you know, close friends. I mean, not me, you know, my boss, Hideo Kojima, is really close, you know, friends. So, you know, they're just, you know, talking.
Chilling.
But, you know, it's not that we don't have, like, we don't have a specific plan right now. We just meet, you know, say hi and how are you, what's going on, kind of stuff.
ゲームじゃないものも作るかもしれない。
わかんない。
I love Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah. He's a fun guy. He's a really super cool guy. He's funny.
そうなんだ。
Yeah. He's a good singer too.
へぇ
yeah. We went to sing together in Roppongi last time he came to Japan.
Karaoke?
Yeah, karaoke. Well, he's like, you know, he's like super, super cool singer. You know, his voice is so deep and.
なんかね、その映像作品しか見たことないから、本人がどういう人なのか全然知らなかった。
すごいクレイジーだけどいい人だし、日本の番組をあのちっちゃい頃メキシコに住んでらっしゃったから、あの日本の漫画とかすごい詳しいですね。誰も知らないような、誰も知らないと僕は僕らのジェネレーションぐらいじゃないとわからないような昔のカートゥーンとかのショーを知ってたりとか。
詳しいんだ。
すごい詳しいです。
面白い、
ね。いい人です。めちゃめちゃいい人です。才能もあって。
So you guys have the office in LA, right?
We used to have.
Oh, you used to.
Yeah.
I thought I saw some pictures.
We used to have a studio.
あ、そっかそっか。So you're based in Japan now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But you're traveling a lot, right?
Yes. Well, you know, we have to see the, you know, what's the latest technology, and you know, so we visited, you know, a lot of the game studio and say hi to them, and like, you know, basically we set a new studio, right? So we said, you know, we made a new studio, and you know, we want to see. We wanted to see like your stuff, and we to learn it. So we went to the like, you know, 5 or 6 studios the last time in US and New York.
So what are the newest technologies?
Game engine がね、やっぱりすごくパフォーマンスが良くなってますよね。
I was just trying this game called The Division.
Division, yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And like my brother had it. And the graphics have gotten completely ridiculous recently. Like it's almost indistinguishable from reality, mm-hmm. I feel like. Mm-hmm. It always feels like that. For some reason that doesn't change, right?
Yeah.
But it feels like it's more...
確かにずっと言ってるよね、それ昔から。あの、It sounds ridiculous。昔から超リアル、超リアルって言ってきて、今本当の、本当のリアルだよ。But
you can tell like the light and the reflections and stuff, it's all like being generated like in real time, which is just amazing to think about. And that game was like really it was like a completely new genre to me.
Right.
Because it's like...
Is it FPS? What is it?
It's a third-person shooting.
It's third-person.
Network kind of game.
Open world.
Yeah, open world.
But
in New York.
It has some like linear story in it too. And it's open world, but the character like gets stronger over time.
Mm-hmm.
Or like as you like do stuff.
Okay.
But it was just... It was so new to me because, I mean, I generally just play like older games mostly, so it's kind of always shocking to like sit, because I play like Mario Kart and stuff, and then I'll like play one of these new games and it's like this is just it's so futuristic. And
PS4 version, or
that was on the Xbox One.
Okay.
Yeah my brother is huge into games, so his controller has like extra triggers like in the bottom and
okay.
Like I don't know, it's like
I didn't even know there's such a thing.
They're removable.
Hardcore.
You can like put these little paddles in and out.
Marsh, and it's like your brother is real hardcore gamer.
He is really hardcore, actually.
Yeah.
すごいね.
すごいね.
本気だね.
Michael, game やんないの?
Not really. I like playing with people.
Mm-hmm.
So I like co-op games and split screen games.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm just by myself and I'm playing a video game, I always feel kind of like, oh, I could just do this forever and then my life is over. You know what I mean? Like there's no like clear cutoff. I don't know. I feel weird.
Do you play games?
I used to play a game a lot when I was a college student.
Mm.
I like play like more than 20 hours a day.
Wow.
I was crazy because
what do you do with the last four?
寝てるかな?
Last four, 4時間と何やったか? 寝てるな、大概. 4 hours, maybe like eating and sleeping.
Wow. 何のゲームやってたんですか?
何やってたかな? あの時やってたのがね、 Final Fantasy とか、 あとは Street Fighter 2. I was a big fan of Street Fighter 2.
そうなんだ。
Yeah, I used to go to like you know the small school, but you know they used to have a huge projector, so I brought the game machine, you know, game console to the school, and I played the huge screen with Street Fighter with my friends.
そうなんだ.
So yeah,
Street Fighter ってチュンリーとかのやつですよね。
そうそうそう。
あれの世界チャンピオンと毎仕事が一緒で、ちょうど一昨日も会ってきた。
なんかやってますよね。レッドブルとかのスポンサーとかで。
Lupe Fiasco just beat the world champion?
Really?
Yeah, in Street Fighter.
あ、本当？
You know Lupe Fiasco?
すみません、知りません。
ラッパー? Yeah, he's just like this, he's a famous like rapper from the US, but apparently he's a big player of Street Fighter, and he played against the world champion and like won recently.
なんかちょうど今週日本で大会があるらしくて、彼もそれに出るみたいなんだけど、友達も。ただ日本が一番やっぱり強いから、日本の大会は多分負けると思うって言ってた。ああ、そうなんだ。知らなかった。日本人には負けるって言ってた。あの、
僕のフェイスブックのフレンズに、ストリートファイターのプロデューサーがいるんですよ。で、たまに写真載っけてるんで、一応いいねはつけてるんですけど、あんまちゃんと読んでないんで、なんか大会やってるな、あ、いいね、みたいな。
ああ、すごいな。
It's crazy. There's games like that that are still going, but it's so like fundamental, like basic. It hasn't changed that much from the first
Yeah, but still, you know, like still, you know, those kind of like hardcore gamer people's technique is like cool and deep.
ね、すごい。
Yeah.
あとなんかアメリカでのゲーセンでプレイするときと日本のゲーセンでプレイするときとスタイルが違くて、って言ってた。なんかアメリカだと対戦相手と結構喋る。なんか Good job とか終わった後にも言うんだけど、日本は喋らないから、なんか負けたりとかしてうわっとか言って言ってもみんなこう黙って去るみたいな喋らないんだってみんな
日本人的かも
そういう文化の違い
but which one makes you better at the game? You know, which reaction?
どうなんだろうね
喋った方がいいんじゃないか僕は喋りたい僕は電車で横に座った人とも喋っちゃうぐらいなんで
人見知りゼロタイプですね
人見知りはあんましないです、ね、だからウェーターとかウェイトレスさんとか絶対喋るし
あ、
情報聞き出したいし
あ、私もタクシーの運転手さんからケーキどうですかとか聞いちゃう
ちょっと危ない
もともとその、
はい、
そのじゃあ大学の時に20時間とかゲームをやっていて、どういうふうにしてこの業界に入ったんですか
大学美術大学に行っててでそれで本当は映画僕映像学科だったんで映画の業界入りたかったんですけど、
はい、
アメリカの大学行ってたん で日本人だしビザの問題とかもあったりとかだったんで一応アプライはしたんだけど全然もう無理で英語もそんな上手じゃなかったし現在も上手じゃないんだけどだけどそれでもう仕事ないから日本帰るって言って日本帰ってで最初はCG をやってたんですよね映像学科って CG も勉強するんでCG がちょっとできたん でその時は CG ってまだ何 すごい日本ではレアな感じの仕事だったんでフリーでやってけてた部分があったんですけど、
すごい。
そうなんですよ。
いきなりフリーで。
フリーでやってましたね。
うん、すごい。
で、それで、だけどそれだと食えなくなっちゃって、でコンビニ行って、でなんだっけ、就職雑誌みたいなのを見て、リューダーみたいなのがあって、でそれでゲームのスタジオの募集があったんで、それに申し込んだっていう。なんか聞いたこともないような ちっちゃな会社だったんだけど。So that was my first job. So then I joined the game studio, this very small studio, and they pay like a little. my first salary was like you're gonna be laughing like you know. 本当に安くて、でそこで仕事してたんだけども、ちょうどね、セガサタンって知ってます
か？はいはいはい。
セガサタン and a PlayStation One, the very first PlayStation の。ローンチの前 でちょうどセガサターンのゲームを作ってる会社だったんでセガサターンのゲームを作っててで、まあ、そこでいろいろ修行をして I think that was like 3 years I worked for the studio then my salary was still same amount so I think I should change my job then I found a job and Konami
うん、
I joined Konami.
そうだったんだ。
And I worked there for 20 years.
Wow. Long time.
Long time でしょう。外国の人に言うとみんなびっくりされる。ね、20年も働いてた
の。確かに。かなり長い。
Only one company for 20 years?
よく飽きないねみたいなね。
そう。
そう。もともとじゃあ、高校は日本の高校ですか？
高校日本の高校ですね。高校日本の普通の都立の高校行ってて。
うん。
で僕すごい勉強しなかったんですね大学でも勉強しなかったんだけど 中学も高校のね1学期の英語の成績がね1で5段階評価で1 で親呼び出しみたいなMy mother was like, you know, so pissed off. Like, what did you do? And I don't know, you know. So, で、英語嫌いだったんですよ。英語すごい嫌いで、勉強する気なんかこれっぽっちもないと思って。で、なんですけど、なんでだろう。なんかね、建築勉強したいなって思った時に、日本の大学で建築学科ってあんまなくて、で、それで、探したらやっぱアメリカがいいんじゃないかって。っていう でそれをちょっと親に言えなくて、で大学、日本の大学も受験してたんだけど、合格はしなかくて、でそれで浪人をしながらバイトをしてたんですね、
うん、
で夜の水商売をやってまして、なぜだか知らないんですけど水商売のバイトをして、うん、
ホストとかですか？
ホストじゃないんですけども、まあ、ディスコとかあとはバーとかでウェーターやったりとかして、
あ、
はいはいはい、でそこでですね、まあ、いろんなことを学んだんですけど
気になるいろんなこと
踊り、
あのね、いや踊りじゃないんです、踊りも踊りはじゃなくて、やっぱね、あの人との接し方とか接客っていうのは非常に勉強になってます、ね、
うん、
それはなんかあの人のなんていうんですかね、懐に入るのが上手な先輩がいて、そういう接客サービスっていうか、そういうのが上手な先輩がいて、でそういうのが非常に勉強になったなと思うんですよ、後々考えると。でそこでまあ貯金をして、でそれで Then when I turn 20 years old then I decided to go to US then I found a school in a you know, small city, I mean small town。
あ、じゃあ留学資金とかその、うん、トゥーションとかを自分で稼いだってことですか？
自分で稼げなかったんで半分ぐらいは親に出してもらったんですけど。あ、
でもすごい半分は。
Well, you know, the school, the tuition was so cheap because it's a small community college.
あ、OK, OK.
で、あの外国人用の何あの学校、あの ESL みたいなコースに入って。あ、
その時点で英語はどれぐらい？
全く。
あ、でも急に行っちゃえみたいな。
もうイエスのサンキューぐらい。
そっか、
うん、イエスのサンキューも最初ビビって言えなかったぐらいです。
え、学校はどこにあったんですか？アメリカ。
アラバマ。
へ
え。アラバマ。ギャズデンっていうスモータウン。They have a Kmart and a one Chinese restaurant. That's it. And a Burger King.
へえ。わお。
Burger King はどこでもあるよね。
ある。So, you know,That was the first time I, you know, go to a Burger King that time. Then I went there. Then I wanted to eat the, like, you know, huge burger. It's called Whopper, right?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I was trying to say, like, I wanted to have a Whopper. Yeah. But they didn't get it. The Whopper の発音が難しかったのかな。なんか、Whopper, Whopper って言ってたら、okay, okay, okay って言って、なんかね、アップルパイが来ちゃった。
なんで分かってくれよ、
うん、であとはね、なんだっけな、そこのバーガーキング結構鬼門で、僕その頃ちょっとヘビースモーカーだったん で、 でマッチをくれって言って、で Can I have a matches って、まあ、現在だったら多分通じると思うんだけど、それを言ったらなんかね、あのホットチョコレートが出てきちゃったりとか全然通じなくて、
なんでだろう、
すごいちょっとトラウマになったんですよバーガーキングは。だけどね、バーガーキング is still you know my favorite place。
なんだ。
This one.
Which one do you
taste wise? Taste wise.
Which one do you go to?
Which one? Here.
Yeah, 行くなら。
行くなら、行くなら、行くならね、昔六本木のやつよく行ってた。どこ行くの？
阿佐ヶ谷の。
阿佐ヶ谷。阿
佐ヶ谷住んでたからね。
阿佐ヶ谷住んでたのね。
そう。駅前にあるからね。
もうてっきり収録は阿佐ヶ谷だと思ってたんで。
そう。引っ越したんだよね。去年だっけ
Last year summer, I think.
So, do you like it here?
I like the... Yeah, I like it. But I like 阿佐ヶ谷 too.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, you know, they have a big like, shopping street, right?
商店街みたいな。
But not in here. I mean, small
well,
way.
Yeah, they do. But here, it's like, it's, I don't know. I feel like anyone is here. Whereas in Asagaya, it's like the Asagaya people are there. Like there's, you know, it's like we all live in the same place.
No
kimochi is not, you don't really have it here because everyone is just.
Passing by.
Yeah.
そうだね、確かに。
僕ね、ここの近所に住んでたの。
へ
え。Used to live near here.
へえ。そうなんだ。
だからね、さっき散歩しながら来たんですよ。
おお、ナイス。
懐かしいとか思いながら。
じゃあ詳しいの？
ちょっとだけ。変わっちゃった。結構。そう。そう。でね、で、ごめんなさい、話がちょっとずれちゃったんだけど、で、それで、最初はアラバマに3ヶ月いたんだけど、 僕あの気持ちが弱い人間だったんで、日本そのテューションがすごい安かったんですよ。テューション was like only 900 bucks、
うん、
tuition and a room and board、
wow.
combined together 900 bucks
すごい、
yeah. you know, one quarter、
うん、
so that's why you know, I decided to go there、then、I moved there and I found out a lot of Japanese people like you know, half、yeah. of the dormitory was the Japanese、so I you know was like you know, I was with the you know, old Japanese group and、みたいな感じで英語が全然上達しなくて、ね、だからあのこれはダメだと思ってやばいと思って、で3ヶ月してからどっか違う学校に行こうって言って、でリトルロックって町があるんですよ、アーカンソーっていう、でそこに引っ越したんです。でアーカンソーがすごかった。
いや ど,
どうすごい、
どっちの方がいい中
あのね、Little Rock is a capital, right?、The capital of the city. So it's big, kind of big.、Right. あの、カントリーサイド、どっちがカントリーサイドかって言ったら、アラバマの方がちょっとカントリーサイドだった。ただ、アラバマのすごいとこ、じゃない、リトルロックのすごかったところは、あの、that school didn't have a dormitory, so、you have to find your place or you have to find a, you know, the host family.、Then I, you know, found one and、that family was so nice. You know,、they are super rich. They have like five cars and a huge house.
And, wow. And
they got like, you know, more than five bedrooms. And, you know, they got, you know, two fridges and, you know,Super rich family, right? で、あの、留学生を何人か
But they're in Alabama, right?
Or Arkansas.
Or Arkansas. Yeah.
で、あのね、留学生が何人か住んでたんですよ。僕の前にも。で、僕がそこに入って、で、僕ルームメイトがいて、日本人の人だったんですけど、で、
結構いるんですね、日本人が、その界隈に。
日本人って結構いっぱいいるんですよ。学費が安いからだと思うんですよ、チューションが安い。でそれで最初住んでたんですけど、そのルームメイトとちょっと揉めちゃって、で僕キックアウトされちゃったんですよ、そこの家を。いやすごいナイスファミリーですよ、ナイスファミリーなんだけど、プライオリティとしては僕の前に住んでたそのルームメイトの方がプライオリティ高かったん で、で僕キックアウトされちゃって、そのせっかくそのラグジュアリーハウスに住んでたんだけどもそれはキックアウトされて、でそれでその次にあの学校が見つけてくれたホストファミリーが、これ言っていいのかな、あのレッドネックス、
right, 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 right.
レッドネックスファミリー、 you know, they're very nice people, you know, but my question was like, you know, the redneck people,It's normally, you know, they don't like the people from the, you know, foreign country or something, right? Then why they let me stay their house? And、なんだけど僕もバカだったから聞いちゃったんですよね。なんでって聞いちゃったんですよ。そしたら、あの、そのホストファーザー say, you know, I love Japanese food って言うんですよ。あ、そうなんだと思って、I can maybe cook something for you.って言って、What's your favorite Japanese food? って聞いたんですよ。そしたら、クンパオチェケンって言われたのね。クンパオチェケン and a Mongolian beef って言われて、
モンゴリアンって自分で言っちゃった。
それ日本食じゃないしとか思ってたんだけど、なんかどうやら中国とか日本の違いが分かってないかったみたいなね。
もうアジアみたいな。
そう。が一個の国みたいな感じで、別にあのその人否定してるわけじゃないんだけど、そこがそういうのがあってどうなるんだろうと思って、もうヒヤヒヤドキドキ、 I was so nervous like what's gonna happen then you know tomorrow. で、then I went to their house. That was the first time I see the you know house with the wheels, like a mobile homes.
Oh, okay.
知ってますよね。家で車輪がついてるみたいな、あのキャンピングカーのでかいやつ。
RV, yeah.
RV っていうか、で、あの、車は、車はないんですよ。車の、その、エンジンはついてなくて、家なんですよ。なんだけど、車輪がついてる。タイヤがついてる家。
でも、エンジンはついてない。
エンジンついてない。だから、エンジンついてるもので引っ張るんだと思うんですけど。
つなげて。
そう。で、それが、あの、 Host father was 23 years old and host mother was 19.
Mm-hmm. And 若いんだ、すごく。
So they have a 3 years kid.
Okay, okay.
So maybe, you know, they met at the party in high school or something.
okay.
know, kind of thing, you know. So, で、それで、なんとなくまあ想像はついたんだけど、あ、まあそんな感じのファミリーなんだなと思って、で、お父さんがあの仕事があの警察官だったんですよね。
へえ、
うん。ポリスマンで、で、あの県あの酒飲みに行こうって言われて、OK って言って、で車に乗って、だけどあれ警察官がその酒飲みに行くのに車に乗って大丈夫なのかなと思ってたら。いきなりダッシュボードからジャック・ダニエル出して飲みながら運転してるんですよ。で僕聞いたんですよ、 Are you okay? って Are you, you know, that's gonna be dangerous っていうふうに言ったら大丈夫大丈夫、みんなあの They know me って言ったのね。だからまあそれは警察の人たちは自分のこと知ってるから大丈夫だよって、いやそういうこと聞いてるんじゃないんだけど、なんか全然ね、あの通じ合わない感じで終わっちゃったんだけど、でそんな感じのワイルドなファミリーだったんですね。で、一個これ放送 できるかどうか分かんないけど、One day I finished school, then I you know, came home. They have a you know, dog and cat.
Okay.
Two dogs and two cats or something. And the host family didn't feed them well.
Okay.
So they are normally like hungry or something. You know. So then I got to home, then I saw the dog was eating something like a crunchy thing, like you know, something crunchy.
Yeah.
So then I was like, you know, what are you eating? That I found out, you know, the dog was eating the dried cat shit.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Right.
Oh my god.
The cat shit though, right?
Yeah, cat shit.
Not the cat.
Not cat.
じゃあよかったじゃん。
まあ、猫食べてなかったからよかったか
もしれないけど、でもそれだけひどいコンディションだったってことですよね。
So, the dried cat shit, you know, he was so like, you know,
Oh my god,
美味しそうに食ってたんだけど、
It looks like dog food though, ちょっと似てない、
Looks like ね、
まあね、
確かにね、
I guess.
で、だけど、 Once I found out, you know, that he was eating the dog shit, you know, the cat shit, So I was like, oh my gosh, I'mこれ住めない、もう住めない、I have to move out って思ってたら、the host mother just came home and she, you know, she didn't know, you know, the dog was eating a cat shit, right? So the host mother was so happy to see the dog and hey, doggy, doggy, and then the dog was so happy too, and you know, they're starting to kissing each other,
oh
and
I
was like, you know, I was gonna throw up.
もう限界がやってきちゃった。
I saw the piece of shit on a cheek.
Oh my god.
ね、そんな感じのホストファミリーで、でそこで一生懸命英語を勉強してて、
その環境で、
その環境で英語を勉強してたんで、だからなんだろう、英語がそのホストファーザーに連れてってもらうバーでプールバーとか、あとゲームにあるんですよ。クォーターズって知ってます？ゲーム。
No. Is it a drinking game?
Yeah, drinking game. ビアポンみたいな感じ。
ああ、OK, OK.
で、それをよくやって、そこで英語勉強したみたいな。
へー。
どんな英語やねん。
You don't have like a southern accent or something.
I, well, you know, because I moved from Little Rock to Minneapolis later on. So maybe that's why. かな？もしかしたら。
Did you used to have?
I don't know, because maybe I used to have a southern accent, like a deep southern accent.
じゃあもうその現地の人と触れ合いながら英語をどんどん覚えていったっていう。
そうですね。だけど勉強はあんましなかったんで、本当にだから会話から入ってるんで、お恥ずかしい話で、あのすごい使ってる単語でもたまにスペル分かんないのとか、
もう耳で聞いてる。
結構あるんですよ。
まあでもね、読み書きじゃなければ喋る分には別に困らない
ですね。仕事でもよくほら読み書きメールでするから。
ああ、そっかそっかそっか。
But it doesn't make sense though the way we spell stuff.
Yeah.
You know. Because like even there's pretty big differences between like British spelling and American spelling and
right.
even the words we use.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm.
Like silent whatevers.
What's that?
You know, like when you spell light, G-H pronounced, right?
So yeah.
All those, you know,
or like
mysterious
knife,
stuff.
Silent K. And
mm-hmm.
There's like these silent
knife,
letters. Knife. For some reason, that silent letter has to be there. We can't just write N-I-F-E, even though it's not taken.
Mm. Yeah. It's really weird,
right? Right? Yeah. Even... GH 発音しないと
か。わかんない。
I don't
know. I
don't
know either. 昔はな全部じゃないかもしれないけど、昔はちゃんと発音したのもあったのかもしれないよね。なんか違いがあったのもあったかもしれない。
GH ってどう発音するの？ガッとか言うの？
わかんないけど。多分なんかどんどんレイジーになって発音してないのかもしれない。I don't know.
確かに。だけどね、あれですね。うん、なんかサウス南部の方が英語ちょっと違ってた気がする。なんとなく今言われて思い出したけど、
うん、
ミネソタの英語の方が英語の方がちょっと、うん、
yeah.
あのニュース英語に近いかもしれない。
うん、
もしかしたら No? Do you know?
I, yeah, definitely. And just East Coast, West Coast、
mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's like hard to communicate with people that have different accents, butbut like people from Ireland are speaking English.
Yeah.
They're speaking English.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
字幕がないと分かんない。
It's crazy that's yeah. English.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people from the UK, I don't understand what they're talking about.
Ireland とか Scotland とか。
Scotland.
Yeah.
Still,
yeah. Yeah.
Especially when they're joking and stuff.
I don't know what it is, but a lot of, even if you have a perfect transcription of what some of these Irish people are saying, there's like all these words that are just totally slang.
Yeah.
That, so even if you had it written down, you still can't understand.
Ah, なるほど。
しかもなんかクイズみたいになってない？
クイズ？
なんか連想ゲームみたいな。You know what they do? Like, なんか、わかんないけど、ビールをビールって言わないで、なんか言葉遊びみたいな感じで全然違う単語を言ったりとか。
Yeah.
それ分かってないと、ね、字幕見てもわかんない。
ビールって言えよとか思ってた。Why don't you say beer?
そう、ミステリアスすぎてわかんない。
But there's, I feel like there's a tradition in Ireland of, just literature and a lot of reading and a lot of language focus and poetry and being eloquent is like really admired in Ireland.
Mm.
So there's a lot of like Irish bards and just people who are just really good speakers.
Mm.
And just being a really good speaker is like a huge asset.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Whereas in America, being a really good speaker isn't really a huge asset at all.
Mm.
Right, right.
Right? Like, oh, you're so poetic, you're so brilliant with your language and your words. Like, people don't really get that sort of compliment in the US. Right?
そっか。でもじゃあその大学ですごいゲームしてるときは、自分がゲーム業界で働くとは思ってなかった感じですか？
思ってなかったっすね。映像業界入りたかった。のがすごい強かったんで、I never think about joining a game company.
They're really similar though, I feel like. I have this game, or I play this game called Halo, where the story and the cinematics and the acting and the whole drama, like it's very, there's a huge focus on like the narrative and the way things are like,directed in the game, you know? So it feels similar to a movie, I feel like.
最近は確かにそうですね。その傾向強いですね。 Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah, because, you know, after the PlayStation and the Sega Saturn, you know, the CD, ROM, and the game, you know, game can use a movie file and a movie, you know, the sound files. So, you know, the game character, you know, started to talk. で、なのでストーリーテリングができるようになったんで、だからそういうゲーム増えましたよね。
なんかその 日本って、まあ、いろんな業界においてこうガラパゴス化してるとかよく言われますけど、はい、ゲーム業界ってどうなんですか。その日本と海外でなんかその隔たりというかそういうのがあったりします。
ありますね。著しくモバイルゲーム is really popular in this country and a lot of people spend the money、 課金モネタイゼーションがすごい、あの、なんていうか進んでるというか、
あの、人気がある、
使う人が多い国ですよね。あ、
そうなんだ、うん、それはなんでなんですかね。
よくわからないですけどあの一説だとやっぱりその社交心を煽るというパチンコみたいな、ああいう仕組み、僕はちょっとモバイルゲームはあんま詳しくないんでよくわからないんですけど、
ガチャガチャとかですよね。
ガチャガチャですね。ああいうのが好きなのかもしれないです ね。
不思議。
あんま言うとちょっと問題になっちゃうだから不思議、うん、僕はちょっとよくわからないですけども、どちらかっていうとなんかあの日本の市場っていうのはコンソールゲームのユーザーが減ってってて、でモバイルゲームの方に行ってるっていう人も いますし、まあ、違う見方の方もいらっしゃいますね。
Consoles are still pretty popular in the West, yeah?
In the West, yes. The US and the European market, the console is still big. But I think that, you know, last 5 years, it's getting, I mean, less than before. But still, you know, huge market. Because, like, you know, Call of Duty or, you know, those kind of, like, first, you know, and the TGA, the Grand Theft Auto
GTA?
GTA, I'm sorry, the GTA. GTA kind of game, you know, still sells like, you know, 20 million or like 30 million unit. That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about games like Minecraft? Because that's on all the platforms.
It's huge, huge. My sons are playing on Minecraft.
Every single kid is on Minecraft.
Yeah.
Like all of them.
All of them.
That's good.
They love Minecraft. And my son...You know, he's like, you know, he play Minecraft like all day long, and my wife was so pissed off. You know, she used to work for Konami, but, you know, she is saying like, you know, I hate video games.
Minecraft で、でも例えば息子さんは何をしてるんですか？
Minecraft でなんか作ってますね。島でピラミッド作ったりとか。
へ
え。なんですかね。
まあ、未だにこうやったことないから分かんないんですよね。あれは何をする、
まあ、レゴみたいなもんですよね。
あ、
作って
そっか、
でゾンビから身を守ってみたいな。
うん、
すみません、僕もあんまりやってないんでよく分かってないんですけど、
It's crazy how the graphics in Minecraft are so rudimentary. Nobody cares.
Simple. But you can make like huge like castle.
あれはキャラクターがすごく人間に似たリアルなものじゃないところがポイントなんですかね。
あれは多分ですけど、そちらにあのパワーを割くのではなくて、その別のところにパワーを割いてる、要はもっといっぱい、要はどんどん何大きなものを作っていくときに、そのブロック積んでったりとかするじゃないですか、だからそちらの方に多分主軸を置いてるから、あまりグラフィックに力い入れすぎちゃうとそんなにいっぱい表示ができなかったりとか、
そっか。
Can you zoom out and like look at is Minecraft like a is it do you know if it's like a planet like if you zoom out of Minecraft、do you see like a ball?
Like, I don't know. I haven't played it in Minecraft. But you know, そんなにズームアウトしてないけど、あのよくでかい街を作って、それを結構ズームアウトして撮って写真載っけてる人とかいらっしゃいますよね。YouTube に載っけて。
できるはできる。
ただプラネットかどうかちょっとよくわかんないです。
They have some, I forget what it was called, but there's a new like space game where they're saying it's infinitely large.
No Man's Sky.
Maybe.
No Man's Sky.
It's like, I've read about that.
It's like procedurally generated. So the world is created as you get there.
Right.
So as there's like more players and they spread out, like it, the virtual world is being generated as they go. So you don't have to like load the whole universe at once. Yeah.
No Man's Sky はね、UK のスタジオが作ってるんですよ。さっきのディビジョンはスウェーデンの スタジオが作ってるんですよ、うん、結構あのーゲームってあの米国とかカナダの会社が作ってるんじゃないかっていうのが、まあ、うん、そういうところに大きなスタジオが存在してるんですけど、意外に最近そのヨーロッパ勢が頑張ってる。
うん、あ、どうぞどうぞ。
あ、どうぞ。
トイレ。
ごめんね、
いつでも大丈夫。I was so into The Sims at one point、
うん、
because you know you can be a home wrecker and you can destroy people's families and stuff.
That sounds, you know, terrible.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Or you can kind of like steal someone's husband and then you go into their home and make their baby cry or something. Like you can do creepy
shit.
Really,
can you do that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
How do you steal their husband? Like, what do you have to do?
You just get close to him and eventually sleep with him.
Really?
Yeah.
そんなにパワーがあるの?
So,
yeah. So maybe you have like, you know, certain kind of like a power gauge and say, like,
yeah,
you know,
like,
love power みたいなやつ使うんです
ね。そう、なんかどんどん仲良くなっていって、
ah.
you know,、mm. it was kind of fun, you
maybe
know.
You can level up and then the next husband takes even less time.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, get stolen.
That's messed up.
You know? But they do that in Minecraft too. I've seen those videos where like,someone shows up in someone else's house、
mm-hmm.
and just kills them.
You can kill then, people on Minecraft?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think so. He like deleted this guy at the end.
Oh, wow.
He like deleted, this guy like deleted this other guy from his own world in Minecraft. And the、really? Guy that got deleted was really, really upset. And that's why the video is popular, because of his reaction. You know?
怒りすぎて。
So there's like people who mess with other people in the game to get、a reaction, and then they upload the reaction on YouTube,、mm-hmm. and then that, that video gets a lot of views because、of the reaction.、And so they're like a professional troll.Because you can troll someone, get a reaction, upload the video, people watch it, and then you make money.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right. So it's like、
right.
a job.
確かにね。確かに。
Yeah, there are a lot of people, like, you know, nowadays, like you know, game player, like you know, showing the gameplay、mm. on the YouTube,、
mm.
they are making a lot of money, right?
Yeah, Twitch too.
Twitch, yeah.
あれってゲーム作ってる側からすると、こう中身が全部見えちゃうから、どうなんですか？
どうなんでしょうね。
あれ困ります困るっていうかちょっとやめてくれみたいな感じはあるんですか、うん、
あの要は、まあ、一応選択肢があって、うん、見たい人は見るし、うん、そうじゃない人は見ないし、うん、ただそのプロモーションの一環として使ってる会社はありますよね。
あ、そうなん
だ。だから有名なそのチャンネル登録数サブスクライバーの多い 人と組んでそのゲームをプロモーションするとか。
あ、そっかそっか。
But...There's stuff like、recently it's become an issue on YouTube where、people with YouTube channels,、the game developer will send them like an early copy.、
Oh.
And, but there's like a contract, like you can get the early copy and you can make a review with the early copy,、mm-hmm. but you can't say anything negative about the game.、So all the first...reviews that come out for the game are all positive、
mm-hmm.
because、it's in their contract, and then nobody else can actually get a copy until later.
Okay.
But
so until then, all you hear about the game is positive ってことか?
Yeah, but it's become like
a... I wonder what kind... I mean, which game you're talking about?
Well, I don't know.
Like certain game companies.
Yeah, but that's been happening recently.、
Huh. Really? Wow.、
なんか私昔本当に何年も前ですけどなんかメタルギア の,、
はい、
あのすごい上手な人たちがニコニコ動画とかに上げてるあの、うん、なんかタイミングを測っていろんなことやる面白い動画あるじゃないですか。
メタルギアオンラインで結構その何兵隊さんが並んでみんなで同時に何かするとか
そうい
うのをやってましたね。そういう
あれめっちゃ面白いですよ ね,
面白いですよね。
なんかあのポーンみたいなの置いとくとみんなが集まってきちゃう習性を利用したりとか、
うんうんうん、
すごいの。なんか
すごいです、ね、
どうやってやるのこれみたいな。
Everyone loved the stuff from the Metal Gear Solid games which was like not normal I think like hiding in a box or like,
right.
you know, putting out the porno magazine and these sorts of things like added so much character to the game, you know、
うん、
they made it so much more personable.
そうだね。やっぱ 小島秀夫さんが全部考えるんですけど、うん、まあそこはあれでしょうね、天才のなせる技というか、うん、He's genius.
There is a ケロッピー too, yeah.
ああ、ケロッピーはあのほらサンリオのなんだけど違う、
There's
ケロタン。
Oh, ケロタン。
ケロタン。ケロタン。ケロタン。
Okay. I found ケロタン like a couple times. I think.
Right. Okay. That's a but it was snake eater or something. I think.
It's like incredibly hard to find.
Yeah, like you know, we used to set the you know the frog, frog figuring in every stages. So you find it and you have to shoot it, and you shoot the whole thing and you will get a reward.
へー。全部集まんなかったんだ。
Game, a gameplay.
No, I only saw like two.
The
one I found was like in the jungle, like really far away, like on a little branch, like the most like why there? But I saw it, I was like, what? What is this doing here?
Yeah, but you know, we normally test it so many times, like you know, so possible to shoot it. It's possible.
Yeah.
そかそか。すごいな。
ね、そんなのも考えるやっぱクリエイターってすごいですよね。
Yeah.
頭の中にそれはどなんかこう漠然とファーッとアイディアがあるのか、それともうーんって考えてひねり出すのか。
だけど本人が言ってたのはやっぱ、あのファウンテンのように
あ湧いてくる、
湧き出てくる山ほどで、だからあの肘出すっていうかのその何一個すごい時間かけて出すんじゃなくて、いっぱい出てるものの中から What's the best っていう感じで1個2個選ぶっていうのは前聞いたことがありますね。
じゃあ選択肢がいっぱいあるんですね。
いっぱいあって中でこのタイミング、このトレンドとか、あとこのゲームに合ってる、このシーンに合ってるものは何だろうかっていうのを選んでるっていうのを聞いたことが、本人から聞いたことがございます。
湧いてくるんだ。
そうそれがだからクリエイターなのかなって、あ本当にクリエイターの人ってこういう人なんだなって、
うん、その頭の中にあるものが実際にこうビジュアルとして出来上がるわけじゃないですか、最終的に、
はいはい、
その時の感動ってどういうものなんだろうって、
ねえ
ねえ、
僕がねえって言ってもしょうがないんですけど、僕はほら最初に設計図を聞いてて、でそれでまあ実際に完成するとあなんか違うとか、あなんかすごいあの想像してたのよりもいいっていうことが、まあ、たまにあったりとか、だいたい最初に見ると想像してたのよりもちょっとなんか違うかなとかっていうパターンが多いですね。で、まあ、そこでなんとか、まあ、ブラッシュアップチームがして、だけどやっぱ、うん、すごいチームだと思います。
The amount of creativity that you can use in games is really crazy. It's like if you a lot of jobs don'tI mean, in when you're making a game, you can make almost anything, you know.
So
it's like, it's almost like too many options to start with. Like we, you know.
Yeah.
ね、いつもなんか小説家の人とか、だからそれこそ J.K. ローリングとかもそうだけど、そのゼロから自分の頭の中だけで世界を作り上げるって。本当にすごいよなと。
そうなんですよ。01じゃないですか。で僕らの仕事は、僕の、まあ、プロデューサーとしての仕事は、要は0から1にを作ったものを、要は1を100にしたり1000にしたりっていうことをあのするのが仕事なんで、ただやっぱ0から1はなかなか誰でもできるものじゃないですね。
難しい。
すごいレベルが変わったと思いますね。
Just the range in different games that there have been over time is really nuts to think about, from like Crash Bandicoot to like
Crash Bandicoot.
What was that, like that rolling stuff game? I forget what that was called.
Rolling stuff game.
落ちてくるやつ。雪だるまが。
No, you're like this. You just like pick up everything, like people and like
塊魂。
何それ、
雪だるま式に物がくっついてて大きくなってくる。
it just keeps going to you don't do it. When I saw that game, I was like, who thought of this? Like, this is just like this is a game, but it is. or like
なんでもあるもんね、yeah, guy, あの蚊のやつとかさ、
いや、蚊のやつもありましたね、プレイステーションで、蚊っていうモスキートのゲーム、ね、
蚊っていうゲーム
に入って
ありましたね。
あとときめきメモリアルが私高校生の時めちゃくちゃ流行りました。
ときめきメモリアルの2ですね。ときめきメモリアル2は僕がオープニングムービーの編
集やってた、ね、やってめっちゃハマりました、あれ、うん、超楽しかった。次は誰にしようかなみたいな、うん、誰狙おうかなみたいな。結構忙しいんでしょうね。
マイケル知ってる、
この、知ってる、ときめも
知ってる。
What is it exactly?
Like a dating game? Like you meet the, you know, this several girls and
I've,
you know,
I've never
you decided to
like you're like a high school student, right?
So, yeah, high school student.
で、なんか部活とかいろいろやりつつ女の子ゲットしなくちゃいけなくて、会話になってて選べるんですよね、レスポンスを。
You're always like stealing husbands or like something like そういうゲーム。
Yeah, dating multiple girls at once.
dating multiple girls once, but you have to decide, you know,
そうそうそう
at some point, like you have to decide, you know, who.
そう、なんかね。
You know, it's weird because I think about stuff like Tinder and it's like that's almost a game.
So
Tinder, ね、
it's like they're like on opposite ends, like this game and then Tinder、yeah. and there's like ちょっと似てる。
しかもときめももちょっとリアルな点があって、そのいろんな女の子をリードオンしちゃうと、そのあいつはダメなやつだみたいな噂が広まっちゃって、そうそうそう、女の子からの好感度が下がったりするの。だからね、気をつけないといけないんですよね。あと部活とかもちゃんとやらないと、
なんか勉強もちゃんとやらないといけない。
そう、下がっちゃってゲージが。
だからその体育会系の女の子はその運動一生懸命頑張ってると、うん、あの OK なパターンが多いんだけど、うん、一番メインのメイン girl は、yeah. You have to study and you have to go to gym and you know、practice
全部やんない
とい
けない。あと会話もね結構トリッキーだったりして、
そう
これどう思うとかって言われたらなんかこう選択肢が出てきて選ぶんだけど、yeah.これが一番いいかなと思って選ぶとちょっとなんか機嫌悪くなっちゃったりとかして、女って難しいなみたいな。
Doesn't it seem like there are these games where it's so mirroring reality, you know? It's trying to like do something in, like we have like Gran Turismo or something like that. Let's just take this thing and let's make it as realistic as possible. And then there's that Katamari, whatever game where it's just like let's just do something completely impossible and like that's the point.
You know,
it's weird. Like,
ね、なんでもいい。
They both work. And then we have stuff like Tamagotchi or something like this.
Right, right. This is a... あと牧場物語みたいなね。
結構みんなゲーム詳しいっすね。
めっちゃやってた。
Wow.
そうだね。
You guys are gamer.
well, I played a lot of games when I was young. A lot of Nintendo.
I didn't know because I checked the old, like, you know, previous, you know, show that I thought like you guys are like, you know, you are like, you know, DNA kind of gene, you know, hardcore, like, you know,
science otaku,
scientific,
no,
like,
no,
like,
I've,
geek or something.
Oh, I've wasted so much of my life playing like StarCraft,
yeah,
like
that was
those
huge.
Were yeah,
StarCraft and Warcraft and
yeah, Warcraft and I played Diablo. Yeah, like, and
you
so
have Dead Space too, yeah. That's fairly
Dead Space.
Recent, right?
Yeah, I like Dead Space actually.
Quiet,
man. It's the new Dead Space is too scary. I couldn't keep playing. it's unbelievable how scary they can make stuff be in video games. Like the new Dead Space, I cannot express how scary that game is. It's like it's crazy.
私もなんか怖すぎて、だからサイレントヒルとかやるとき怖いからたまにズルして音を消すっていう、でちょっと違う音楽とか流しちゃうみたいな、そうすると一気に怖さがちょっと減るじゃん。
サイレントヒルの一番最初のサイレントヒル僕チームだったんですよ。そのサイレントヒルチームだったんですよ。で僕はあのカツシーンばっかりの担当だったんで、カットシーンの編集とかコンポジットをやってたんですけど、
What does cut scene mean?
カットシーンってね、あのね、なんだろう、ドラマパート、ドラマパートのムービーの、ゲームじゃなくてムービーの部分ですね。
はいはい。
Like you're not playing.
I'm was not like making the you know, gameplay part, just a you know, cutscene.
話が動くとこってことですよね。
ストーリーパート。で、それのムービーの編集とか、あとはムービーのコンポジットをやってたんですよね。で、ゲーム部分をちょっとプレイしたときに、怖すぎて できないとか、無理無理とか思う。
あれ、本当怖い。
本当怖い。
怖かった。だって死なないんだもん。敵が。
I like that game. I didn't have issues too much.
あの世界観がね、なんか独特すぎて、
そう。
めっちゃ怖い。
Yeah, the triangle head guy and the like stuffed animals and they're all like messed up and like stitched.
Yeah, and like なんかすごい綺麗な森の中歩いててなんかちっちゃい子供が遠くに立ってるみたいな。ああなんかあれでも行かなきゃいけないんだろうなみたいな。
Yeah, that game had the darkness was perfect in that game. Because I played the new like Biohazard game. It's not dark at all. And so it's not scary. It's just like
a. まだやってないからわかんないけど。
サイレントヒルチョコ。なんか部屋から出れないっていう時点でもうめっちゃ怖いですよね。なんかだって窓から人が見えるじゃないですか自分の部屋の。でみんな自分が閉じ込められてこう気づいてなくて、みんな普通に暮らしているのが見えるっていう。
ザ・ルームってやつだと思う。
あ、それだ多分。それ何個目？一個目じゃないですもんね。
一個目じゃないです。一二三四五四個目か五個目ぐらいだった。
すごい怖かった。
僕も全然覚えてない。その時はもうやってなかったサイレントヒル。
There was this game called theI think it was like the Clock Tower.
Clock Tower,
oh, yeah.
Clock Tower used to be very popular.
That
yeah.
game scared the shit out of me. So scary.
あれは怖いよ。
マイケルが笑った。嬉しい。うれって嬉しいな、なんか。笑ってくれて。
怖いよ。あと、サイレン。
あ、サイレンを作った人はサイレントヒル作った人なんですよ。
あ、そうなんだ。
サイレントヒル作ったディレクターが作ったのがサイレン。
That's the one where you can see through like people's eyes or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People っていうかお化けの目線で見れる
っていう。
でもあれ日本だから余計怖いんですよね。なんか
そう、なんかの島と島ですよね。
でなんか農家のおばあちゃんみたいな人が草をなんかこう永久に刈ってたりとか、私がやったのあれ1個目じゃなかったかもしれないけど、なんかゲームが始まって操作とかも何も分かんない状態の時に急にその取り憑かれた警察官みたいな人が襲ってくるみたいで何度も死ぬみたいな。
怖くてできない。
Do you have a weapon in that game?
Sometimes. でも usually you just have to avoid them because they don't die.
I only played it like I don't know if they still have this, but it was in like Gale かなんか. They had the like test, like you can play the game there, like 立って. And it was.
Gale ってゲームショップ?
Yeah. So I was playing a siren game, but I only had a flashlight.
Ah, so 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 so.
And for me,
キャラクターによるんだよね.
Like I used to play like.Golden Eye and like all these. It's like I don't have a weapon. Like that's crazy.
怖いんだよだから。
What? Like that's never happened in a game before.
Helplessness, ね。
Yeah, it was weird. It was like all. It's just no. This is like 普通に flashlight. Like it doesn't do anything.
そうそうそう。なんか怖いんだよ。
あれ怖いゲームだったですね。僕宣伝コマーシャルだけで怖くて、
あ、怖い怖い。
パッケージ開けなかったですね。怖くて。
そうあれ CM がめっちゃ怖かった。
本当怖かった、ね。だって CM 放送中止になったんじゃないね。
あ、そうなんだ。
怖すぎちゃって。
怖すぎて。ショック受けすぎ。
ショックすぎちゃって。
やっぱ怖いゲームが結構好きなんだよな。
They have there's videos of people trying the latest VR.Horror games. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I saw like you know my team member was playing that game at the last Tokyo Game Show. And
what is it called?
I think that some you know one was called Kitchen.
Okay.
That was done by a Capcom. So you were sit on the you know chair and your legs and you know your hands are tied up or something. Yeah.And, you know, the guy with the knife is like, you know, coming to you and you cannot move, you know, move or something. And then that guy was trying to stab you or something.
Oh, my God.
Are you actually in a chair?
Yes. And my team member did it. And you know, I was just watching it. And you know, before my team member tried that.And the one girl was, you know, to try, and she was like screaming like hell, like, she was like,
やばい。
Don't kill me.
怖。そのセッティング。
すごい怖い。怖かったみたいですよ。
なんかリアルトラウマになりそう。
そうそう、なりそう。うん、VR 結構ね今旬だからね。
Are they? They're gonna have like a heart issue warning or something probably.
Yeah, maybe
they should, right?
Yeah.
ね、おばあちゃんとかやったら死んじゃいそう。
Because the videos I've seen of people playing horror games, like sometimes they're so scared, like just like it's real, like they can't even stand anymore, like they're just completely terrified.
あとね、怪我しちゃう人とかいるんじゃない
か
な。
ああ、そっかそっか。
あの、the game, the one demo or the game called the なんだっけ。なんかね、仕事をするゲームがあって、ジョブなんとかってのがあって、机があってコンピューターがあってみたいなのがあって、でそれでなんかいろいろその机で仕事、まあミッションがあって仕事してみたいなのとか、あとあのキッチンに なってて料理してみたいなのがあって、でずっとやってると、ここに机が、僕の要は目の前に机があって、でそこでやってるじゃないですか。で、あの立ち上がる時に手を置こうとしちゃうんですよ。
あ、手をついちゃうんだ。
手をつくんですよ。だけどそこにテーブルはないから、実際は
そっか、
カクンってなって前につのめちゃったりとかしたりとかして、
あ、そっか。
だからなんかつのめって怪我しちゃったりとかする。
What is this game you like work and like
なんかね、なんだっけ、ジョブなんとかって言って仕事するゲーム
え、それは楽しいのか。
儲かる。
いやいや、儲かるっていうそういう仕事じゃなく、なんかね、 いろいろ机があって
体験できる、
うん、体験できるっていう。
確かに手ついちゃいそう、ずっとやってたら。
そう、
うん、手ついちゃいそう。ホラーは絶対怖いよ、 VR でも。
VR はね、やっぱね、ホラーもそうだし、あとはあの、なんだっけ、ね、あれ、あの綱渡りするやつ
あって、うん、高いところ系か。
高いところ系、The doors there, the open, and there is someone, you know, the wire there, and you have to go on the wire.
怖い。
You have to walk on a wire. なんだけど、だけどほら、実際はそんなことはないんだけど、だけどそれでもみんな結構フラフラ
しちゃ
って、女の人とか座り込んじゃって、
ああもうできないみたいな。
So scary みたいな。
そっか、うん、私もだってあの前にコラボにも書いたし、多分番組でも言ったんですけど、うん、iPhone 用の無料のやつだが、そんなにクオリティもそんなすごいわけでもないホラーゲームで、うん、怖すぎてもう振り返れないみたいな、
あ、
なんか何があるか分かんないみたいなやつで、でもやめましたもん、外しちゃったもん、うん、振り返れないから。
怖いですよね。
怖いですね。
なんかね、あのなんかのゲームで、その白い人が いるんですよ。白い人がいて、でその人と遭遇するじゃないですか。でその人に見つからないようにするんですけど、
あ、怖い。
その人と目が合ったら一目散に追っかけてくるんですね。それがすごい怖い。
怖い。やだ。でも今後どうですか、その VR がすごく、はい、もうメジャーっていうか、メインぐらいにはなる感じですか、
ね。VR のゲームは It's gonna be very popular, butI think that, you know, the still the goggle is big, so maybe you can play like 15 minutes or 30 minutes maximum, I think.
あ、そう、結構重いですか？
ちょっと重いかもしれない。ただ、まあ、ちっちゃくなっていけば、まあ、ダウンサイジングは絶対すると思うんで、ダウンサイジングしてきたらもっと面白い、長時間。例えば、僕なんかこの前、海外出張してた時に、ロスに行ってたのかな。あのグラミー賞やってたんですよ。でグラミー賞、あの日本料理屋さんで待ってたらグラミー賞やってて、あ、グラミー賞だと思って。だけど VR があったら、もしグラミー賞360度見えるカメラ が会場に置いてあったら、グラミー賞ってだって僕らどれだけ頑張っても出席多分できないっていう、うん、だけどそれをしてたら、それをだからライブストリーミングとかしたら、うん、グラミー賞に出席してる気分にもなれるし、 あとはコンサートだって行った気分 なれるかもしれないし、あとはオリンピックとか、
あそっかそっか、
ブラジル行ってる時間がないですとか、 あとワールドカップとかもうプラタムティケットだから買えないですって言っても最前列で見れるとか、場合によってはそのスイッチの切り替えでホーム、要はあの席をゴールバックにーゴールの裏とかに座れたりとか、
そっかそっか
っていう話をあのとあるあのグループのプロデュースとかをやってる人、うん、あの女性 アイドルグループのプロデュース、あの某でかい
某、
はい、地名がついてるやつですね、あの結構有名な人に一回ちょっと言ったことがあったんですけど、はい、バックステージとかにあのカメラを置いてその女の子らが目線で行ってくるねとか言ったらちょっとドキッとしちゃうじゃないですか、
あファンの人は ね、 人はね、確かにね、
right. うん、
だからバックステージも見れてコンサートも見れてみたいな、
That's totally doable with current technology、
う
ん、right?
そうそうそう It's possible to do it、うん、They have like a 360 degree camera I think the Facebook just released that、うん、you know、うん、
So like your VR would be this experience where like you want to go to some event, but you know if you have to go, if you want to go to the Olympics in Brazil or something, obviously mm-hmm. it's really far and expensive and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you could be on your couch,
mm-hmm.
you know, with food,
mm-hmm.
And then you just put goggles on, and then you can look around at people that are there.
Right.
You can you can look where you want to look.
Right.
You know, being able to turn your head is like this thing that we haven't been able to do with screens for so long.
Yeah.
そう。
確かにね、コチェラとかもね。
だけどね、ライブストリーミングとかすると結局だからその観客の顔とか肖像権なんだとか、あとはそう本当はそこにいちゃまずい人が座ってるのを見つかっちゃったりとか、そういうことも出てくるかもしれないんで、そこもね。気をつけなきゃならない。
そうかそうか。問題は、
問題はいろんなところに出てくると思うけど。
Well, they could just make it the same as you being there. Maybe, maybe if you like, once you like log in and stuff, then like the your hologram is created in a seat somewhere. I don't know.
ね。
That's creepy. But I saw you とか言って、I saw you there.
Oh, that was just my hologram.
Yeah.
だけどね、that is a possible, you know, because I think the Microsoft just released you know, some kind of like a future なんだっけ、ホログラムっていう、VR じゃなくて AR みたいなやつ、
What's an AR?
Augmented reality、
だから実際の映像、実際見えてるものと、あとはそのバーチャルなものが実際にあのコンバインするという、
right.
組み合わさるみたいな、でそれであの要は遠くにいる、要はじゃあ、どこか外国にいるマイケルとこうやって会話が、要はスカイプだとほらあの 2D で画面で会話できるけど、そのホログラムのマイケルとそのこうやって会話ができるみたいな、
いやスターウォーズの会議状態ってことですよね。
そうそうそうそう、スターウォーズみたいな、
まさに
キングスマンのね、あれみたいな感じで、
そっか、
ができるテクノロジーは本当にもうできてるみたいなね。
They have games for AR now. And I saw a video of someone playing one of them recently where they're just in their living room and they put on these like glasses. And then there's monsters coming through the wall. So the wall is like some weird dimensional boundary. And the monsters like come through the wall, and as they come through your wall, you shoot them. Just like this or something.
Wow.
And so this, or no, they were doing this. They do this to like shoot.
Yeah, you can like aim.
Yeah, and he was like shooting the monsters that come through the wall.
It was 楽しいな、それは。
楽しいよね。
It looked pretty cool. Yeah.
多分ね、で、そういうゲームもそうなんですけど、まあ、さっきの VR もそうだし、AR もそうかもしれないですけど、あの、僕なんかほら、勉強嫌いだったんで、歴史とか VR とかだったら、じゃあちょっと今日はあの米国の建国の 時代に行ってみましょうみたいな感じで VR
はい、あ確かに歴史それでやってくれたらビジュアルで覚えられるから、
ジョージ・ワシントン just cut the tree、ね、みたいな感じの、うん、
確かに今日は江戸時代行ってみましょうみたいな、
はい、この人が徳川家康ですみたいな、そういうような
You're not allowed to touch anything in the past. 危ないから
そうそうそう
触らない
だけど、
だ、yeah, that will be, that will be
確かに、
fun.
確かに、yeah. 勉強っぽくない感じで学べそう。
ただなんかあれですよね、the classroom, everybody wearing a, you know, goggles. Yeah. That's gonna be kind of weird.
Well, they'll just, you can learn at home too, you know.
ね、確かに。
So your homework is like, go, you know, to 800 BC and like do something there.
That's the best homework ever.
Yeah, and maybe when you like complete your homework assignment, you have to actually like do something in the VR, and then your teacher knows that you went to the end and you know actually did it.
Yeah,
that would be super fun. Right?
Yeah,
学校楽しくなるね。
楽しくなっちゃう。もっと勉強しちゃうかも。
なんかアプリのゲームとかもあの今結構いろんな人が作ってるじゃないですか。
多いですね。
であのこの間ニュースでその VR を作る、なのその元のプラットフォームみたいなところアマゾンが無料でみんなに公開してる、
はいはい、ゲームエンジン
Lumberyard
ですね。
今後そのもっとこうゲーム会社だけじゃなくていろんな人がゲームを作っていくみたいなことになるんですかね。どういう
かもしれないですね。っていうのはあの昔は例えばなんですけど CG って昔って CG ツールって高かったんですよね。あの like the soft merge ソフトイメージって知ってます？知らないですか？
ソフトメージ、
いやソフトメージ、あのソフトイメージっていう CG ツールが昔あったんですけどもうないんですけど、それとか僕が学生の頃とかまだ出始めで何千万ってしてたんですよ、ね、高かったんですよ。
何千万
One license is cost like you know
Wow.
200,000 bucks or 300,000.
Everything used to be so expensive.
Yeah,
Adobe とか
800ドル.
It's like
so. Photoshop used to be like really pricey too. でしょ？で、そういうものが高かったけど、今フリーで CG、フリーの CG ツールとかもあったりするし、まあちゃんとしたものはそれなりに、それでも何万円の世界でしょ？で、それでやっぱりみんながあの。その CG を作ったりとか、まあ、ツールとしてはあの何普通の人が使えるようになってきて、でゲームもその今ゲームエンジンと言われているものでそのフリーで使えるものって結構出てきてるんで、さっき言ったそのランバイヤードもそうですけど、でそういうのでなんか新しいそのインディーズみたい な, なんかあのゲームってのが出てくる、出てきてそれがヒットするかもしれないですよね。だから大きなゲーム会社だけがすごいものを作れるっていう時代ではなくなってくると思います、ね。
Didn't the guy that made Minecraft? It's just some guy, yeah.
Right.
He was. It's not like a big company that made Minecraft.
Really? だと思いますよ。
あ、そうなんだ。
But you know, the Minecraft, the company was bought up by Microsoft. Like, you know, it's a ton of money. Like, 何千億みたいな感じ。
But that seems to happen. Like, these guys make like.Angry Birds or something.
Yeah,
they make so much money. They don't even know what to do with all this money.
Right.
And it's like, I was just. This was like my second game or something.
My son used to play that game.
Angry Birds.
Yeah, Angry Birds.
あれなんかあともう一人 Chinese guy だけ誰かなんかすっごいヒットしたゲーム作ったら、ヒットしすぎて。なんかお金も入りすぎて不安になっちゃって、もうそのゲーム公開するのやめるみたいになった人いましたよね。誰か
知らない。
なんか、
なんかもう急に人気出すぎちゃって逆に自分の人生が壊れたみたいな。
Oh. Well, that, yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
You know, with the lottery or Angry Birds.
Yeah. Especially if you're on your own, right? Like if you don't belong to a big company or something, it's just like it just happens, and you know.You're suddenly super loaded and
like you know the Japanese mobile games, like you know, they make ton. Well, you know the hit games, like they make a ton of the money.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Well, if you look at the rankings for like top grossing, so apps that make the most money out of all categories, I think the top 100 are almost all games, and it's like the same.Few games at the top for a while now. Mm-hmm. It's like, I forget what they are, but they, like, no other category is even close. Mm-hmm. Like, in apps. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, productivity apps and education apps and apps that do, you know, take your heart rate and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Not even close to even the 100th place game is still making way more money.
Yeah.
Candy Crush. Yeah. Ah, Candy Crush.
Oh, my husband's so into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Candy Crush. What happens when you win?
あれ終わらないんだよね。もう永久に足されて。
That's like a weird thing. So that's a weird thing too.
チョコボみたいな感じ。チョコボの不思議なダンジョンってありましたね、昔。あれもなんか永久に終わりが来ないみたいな。
あ、毎回ダンジョン変わるやつ。
変わっちゃうみたいな。
あのさっきのワークラフトとか、さっき言ったアングリーバードとか。あの両方とも今度映画が公開されるの知ってます、
Oh yeah, I saw the Warcraft.
Warcraft, yeah, the teaser,
trailer.
アングリーバードもティーザーが今出てる。
アングリーバード映画になるんだ。
映画になるの。それがね、僕ね、最初ね、アングリーバード映画にするのってうーんと思ったら、ティーザー見たら面白そうで、ちょっと面白そうだった。
へえ。Halo も作るよね。
そう、あのね、ゲームとか、まあ、あの日本のカートゥーンもそうだけど、カートゥーンというかコミックとかもそうだけど、ゲームの映画化って結構ね、ちょこちょこ出てるんだけど、うん、ほとんど失敗してるって言われてるんですよ。
Yeah.
Yeah. 今までって
バイオハザード、う
ん、あ、そっかそっか、
とかあとスーパー、スーパーマリオブラザーズ and the Street Fighters and the Alive and、そんなにビッグバジェットじゃない映画がメインだけど、うん、だからバイオハザードとかは興行収入的にはすごい成功してる、うんうん、
全部見てる、
うん、
見ちゃうどうしても
ミラ・ジョボビッチさん、
ミラ・ジョボビッチ
で、実はそのメタルギアをやってた時、プロデューサーやってた時の仕事で、僕はあの映画 の、
うん、
あのライセンスの仕事をやってて、うん、そのアメリカの、映画スタジオ、その時はあのコロンビアピクチャーズだったんですけど、right. とあとあのディールを結ぶんで、
うん、
それの担当をしてたんですね、
うんうん、
いっぱい勉強しましたけど、
うん、
ハリウッドってすごいなと思って It's crazy、
yeah.
What do you mean? Like in what sense? Budget or?
Budget is, well, you know, the game normally spend like, you know, a lot of, you know, the huge amount of money、
mm.
movie too, but crazy means like you know, my partner was a really nice guy. He's a really cool, super cool guy.
Okay.
But I met some people in Hollywood, and they are like, I mean, you know, we made a promise, but, you know, he's like, he totally forgot about, you know, what we, what we, you know,
like, you know. 自由すぎってことですか？
自由すぎっていうか、なんか、あの、なんだろう。約束は約束じゃないみたいなところがあって、契約しないと、契約で書面にならないと約束とは言いませんみたいな、あ、だけど言ったじゃないですかみたいな、そういうのが結構
言った言わない的なことになっちゃう、
まあ、とにかく契約、とにかく契約みたいな。で、映画の契約ってすごいんですよ。なんかね、70ページぐらいあって、ページ数がすごい多くて、僕今までこんなにすごい契約読んだことないっていうぐらい何度も読み込んだんですけど、わからない。
they're all like that now.
Yeah,
like, if you try to use like Google something or whatever, like online stuff, you get this like agreement that's like it's
scroll after
this
scroll.
Thing is like 50 pages long or something.
Yeah.
でもチェックすれば you can just continue, right?
So,
so everyone's just like okay.
Yeah.
Like, 一瞬見て、あ、いや、長すぎる、OK、
で、映画ってその映画の契約なのに、その映画化されたあのビデオゲームライツとか、あとマージャンライジングとか、いろんなものがくっついてくるんですよ。 だから映画だけの契約じゃないんですよ。
あ、そうかそうか、もう全部含めた、
テーマパークとか入ってる。
わあ、そっか、
テーマパークなんか作るのかなとか思いながら
そっか、でもアバターも結局作ってますもんね、テーマパーク今。
だからまあそういうような、なんかいろんな内容が盛り込まれた契約があって、ちょっとびっくりしちゃった。いい勉強だったですけどね。
They made a movie out of Final Fantasy. They made some weird Final Fantasy movie.
Did you say weird?
There was this.
実写じゃないやつだよね。
But they made, it's a full CG, right?
そうだよ。
Yeah, totally CG.
Yeah.
But it's actually like a pretty. It was pretty long ago. It's pretty old. I remember when I saw that movie, I was shocked at how good the CG was.
Yeah, CG was really great.
It was. Yeah. I think it was the first time that they made the whole movie with CG.
CG and a photo. With the photorealistic,
yeah,
right,
and it was, and it worked as like a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know?
Usually it's like live action and a little bit of CG.
Yep,
but and sometimes when I play these games, you feel like, well, you could just make the whole thing a CG movie, and like I think I would still watch, you know, even if I didn't play.
Yeah, that was a. I mean, you know, they spend a lot of money to make that movie. And they hire a lot of talents from the U.S., like Hollywood people. And they brought the old people in Hawaii. Because, you know, the studio was in Hawaii. So the people from the U.S., you know, those like talents, you know, very, very talented people, you know, moved from the mainland to the Hawaii.
Yeah.
They make, this, you know, all CG stuff.
Nice.
But I, you know, wasn't Hawaii that time too, because you know, the company I used to work for had a studio there.
Oh,
then
nice.
I went there, you know, because they have to have somebody to manage the studio. Then I got transferred to Hawaii for 3 years.
Wow,
and you know, the Final Fantasy movie finished, and the studio shut down, and we hired some people from there to very, very talented people.
Yeah.
Cool.
ですよ。で、その人たちは多分メインランド、そのほとんどの人たちはメインランドに帰って、また CG のプロダクションとかで働いたみたいですよね。
So are there like well-known people just within like CG? Like these guys are like
the best people. Yeah, best people. Yeah.But, you know, I watched that movie like 3 times, but I fell asleep like 3 times. Sorry about that, you know.
そっか。
Yeah.
でもすごい話題になりましたよね、でも。
話題になりましたけど。
覚えてるもん。
寝ましたね。
I fell asleep during Avatar. It's also all CG movie.
Almost, yeah.
Some live actions, but yeah, that's true.
CG 多かったね。どうぞどうぞどうぞ。
ビールのトイレに来た。
全然大丈夫です。なんか、
はい、
そのゲームを作ってる人たちにとってのなんか、まあ、個人個人みんな違うと思うんですけど、なんか ultimate dream game みたいな、もうこういうのやりたいみたいなのってあります？
そうですね。多分、まあ、あのクリエーターの人たちはいろんなものを多分考えてると思うんですよね。要はあのゲームって大体あのプレイをすると、まあ、10時間20時間長い人だと100時間とか何百時間ってプレイするじゃないですか。でそれで人生の中 の, その何十時間を使ってもらうっていうことはやっぱ何かしら持って帰ってもらいたいっていう気持ちを要は作る側としてはあって、
Like Candy Crush.
Not just like you know, wasting your time or kill your time.
Yeah.
だから映画とか小説とかと一緒で、やはりそれによって感動したりとか、自分の生き方が変わったりとか、でそういった声がやっぱ聞こえてくるようなゲームっていうのを作りたいって、うちのあのクリエイター の, あの小島はやっぱりそのやっぱり映画とか、まあ、小説とかいろいろエンターテインメントっていうのはあるんですけど、ゲームっていうのは総合芸術 だと、まあ、それは僕が思ってるんですけど、うん、要はその、ノンインタラクティブじゃなくてインタラクティブであって、うん、で自分が操作できて、でそこからいろんな、まあ、感動であったりとか、まあ、いろんな感情を、うん、まあ、タッチするようなものがあったりとか、
うん、
ね、っていうので、何らかの教訓があって、いろんなことを、まあまあ、そこで持って帰ってもらいたいなと、人生にそれを生かしてもらいたいなっていうのは僕ら常に思ってますけど、ね、まあ、それがそのどういう、そのなんだろう、最終的なというか、まあ、ゲームの形としてどうなのかっていうのはまだちょっとわからないですけど、やっぱりそのね、Don't want to spend like 30 hours just, you know, doing something, same thing, you know,
crushing candies
over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you, I think you can play games because it's like, it's addictive, mm-hmm. or because it's really interesting and new.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both are kind of appealing, right?
But, yep.
So, I mean, people play games like Angry Bird or Candy Crush, and then people play games where it's like, I want to see the story. I want to see what's happening. Mm. Like the first Metal Gear Solid games, I think, were really like that for me. Or it's like, kind of makes you think about what the government's doing. Mm-hmm. It makes you think about like the relationships people have at like high levels. It kind of makes you weird out about conspiracy theories and like, you know, are there people like that have to go into a nuclear facility and like do, you know, is this like to think, to be aware that this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. you know, could be happening, or what, just yep. the fact that there is mystery yep. up there in the government, and what, you know, technology they're working on, or what, mm-hmm. you know, there's, it's a lot different than just playing, you know, some,
right,
you know,
right.
Tetris or something.
僕、だけどそういう、あの、Tetris とか、その、Candy Crush を別に否定するつもりはなくて、で、そういうのは別にあってもいいと思うし、ただまあ、あのジャンルとしていろいろなゲームがあっていいと思うんですよね。ただ、まあ、僕たちが目指しているものっていうのは、まあ、そういうゲームではなくて、まあ、総合エンターテインメントとしての、あの、まあ、新しいものとか誰もやったことないようなことっていうのをチャレンジしたい。 So always like, you know, we wanted to challenge something new and we push the boundary.
The invisibility did that, I feel like, when thatThere, you had like he was invisible. Which Metal Gear Solid was that? He's like on a ship or something.
On a ship, the two. Two.
And he has like cloak.
Cloak? Oh, yeah.
Oh, right? Invisible cloak?
Yeah.
Oh, he gets invisible.
Right? Doesn't
he? あの、多分2じゃないですか。
ship. Maybe. Only not in
the boat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
あの、
oh, cool.
あの、ステルス迷彩ですよね。だけど、ステルス迷彩は結構ずっとずっと出てる。
I remember when I first saw that, I was like, it didn't even occur to me that you could do that in a game, because you can't do it in real life.
Right.
And it's like, well, he's just invisible. Like you don't really, you know, you haven't seen it really.
Yeah.
So I thought that was like really new. Just the idea. Like in the future, we might have guys that are just.Can go invisible. Like, that's not completely ridiculous.
Well, I mean, what was interesting to me playing Metal Gear Solid was when I saw, like, lab people that don't have any weapons, you know, like in lab coats, and, you know, they'll scream when they see you and stuff. That was because I was used to playing, because I was used to playing Biohazard and stuff where, you know, everyone is either armed or.Your enemy or whatever, and so like I'm like shooting everybody, and then I suddenly see these 普通の人たち, you know, that you probably don't want to hurt, but then you know they'll be screaming and stuff, and that was kind of like
just that reminds me, yeah, like I was just playing, I was in a video like arcade in Santa Monica,
yeah,
in California, like 2 weeks ago.And I was playing this Jurassic Park, like arcade game where you like you climb inside and it's like like half of a Jeep or something, and you shoot, you just shoot dinosaurs,
yeah.
which I mean it's a cool game, but I was never getting hurt by the dinosaurs.
Mm.
Instead, what happens is the camera is like panning across,
mm-hmm.
and then there's just like some woman like getting out of her car or something. But you've been shooting all these dinosaurs,
yeah.
and scumble, it's like a machine gun or something. Uh-huh. So you're just like, and you just shoot the lady, and then uh-huh. you lose a health, right? So I didn't even get touched by a dinosaur. But I kept shooting the civilians because it would always, like, you have to be really fast. And so I'm just shooting. And then, I'll end up shooting another civilian and then I lose a health. And then I have to, like, put money in because I'm, like, it's like, I'm just, I don't know.
That was, what? That was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Sounds like 10 years ago.
I just went into this arcade. It was really cool because it's... But this is like a really American arcade too. So they have... like you have to shoot the clown's teeth out with this... ball shooting thing.
Yeah.
There's like this clown and you like shoot the teeth. Like carnival style.
Yeah.
And then they have like one where there's like 30 little clowns that come out and you have to throw
the
balls
at them.
It was so old that the clowns are all dirty and
sad looking.
Like, they all squeak and
そういうのは僕は逆にそういうとこ行ってみたい。そういうとこ行きたいな。サンタモニカのあのピアのところ。
They have a lot of they had a lot of air hockey tables there.
Yeah.
And the air hockey seems like it's the most popular actually.
Yeah.
Everyone is playing air hockey.
あ、そう。
Yeah.
これね、
and it's fun.
It's fun, right?
It's fun.
僕のさっき言ったその前一緒にっていうかのメタルギアの映画化をするときに、ハリウッドのプロデューサーがいるんですよ。で、その人とずっと話をしたんですけど、その人は映画のプロデューサー独立する前はマーベルスタジオの CEO だったんですよ。マーボースタジオのね。で、マーボースタジオの CEO をやってて、その前はトイカンパニーでデザイナーやってた人なんですよ。トイデザインをやった人で、いろんなトイを作ってて、で一番有名なのがエアホッキーなんですよ。その人が作ったんですよ。
へえ。
そう、その人はアメリカ人なんだけど出身はイスラエルで、昔兵役だったのかな、なんか兵隊をやってた時に荷物を運ぶ時に下から空気を出して大きな荷物を、人がこうやってずらせるようにみたいな、そういうシステムがあったみたいな。そこからヒントを得て作ったのがエアハーキー。 So he has a patent. So he's a guy. He made that game. I was went to his house like one day that I, or you know, that was not a house, that's a castle, huge. You know, he's a very successful movie producer, and his toy room, you know, his toy room has like, you know, his 一番最初に作ったエアホッキーがあった。So I was so surprised, like, oh, this guy made air hockey.
The first air hockey machine.
すごいな、その人の人生。
ねえ。
うん。
すごい大物のプロデューサーさんですね。スパイダーマンとかのプロデューサーをやってらっしゃるんですね。
マーベルの CEO だけでもすごいのに、エアホッケーまで作った。
そう。
They could do some crazy stuff with air hockey, I think. Maybe with augmented reality or maybe,
that would be a good idea,
right? Or you could maybe project something onto the surface too, because they're doing like weird projection stuff recently.
Yeah.
Like they project onto a building and like all this crazy stuff.
Projection mapping.
Yeah.
I just played air hockey like a couple weeks ago.
Oh really?
僕も。I did too.
みんなやってる。
なんだかんだ言ってやってるかも
しれない。ね、昔からあるけど。
うん、
昔ね、うちにちっちゃいバージョンがありました。なんか家用の。
I've seen that.
ね、なんかモバイル版みたいな。
モバイル。
It was really popular.
It was
like early 2000s. I feel like a lot of Japanese people had the small. It's like このぐらい。
ちっちゃいエアハッキー。
Like little for home.
Yeah.
Had a little.
Yeah.
things.
あとダンスダンスレボリューションのイエヨーのやつとか、ね、
それもダンスダンスレボリューションもコナミが作った
あ、ね、あそうなのか、うん、そっか、うん、めっちゃやってた、yeah. あれも。
So, can you do it?
I, you know, was you know, working for that project too. So then I played it, you know, yeah. so many times.
Wow, it's so, like you made all the games that I was playing.
Well, you know, some part of it.
Yeah.
Not the main part of the game, like, you know.
あれもすごい流行った。
あれも流行りましたね。
ね。
あれも流行りましたね。
家で弟といつもやってました。
うん、そうですね、エアホッケーもそうだし、ああいう DDR もそうだし、なんかああいうその何マシンというか、なんていうんですか、ああいうのを使うのが僕結構好きで、
うん、
ちっちゃい頃にほらサイモンセーズとか、
うんうん、
サイモンだっけ、サイモンセーズとかいうゲームあったでしょ、こういう してますよ、丸いゲームでレッドとグリーンとイエローとブルーみたいなスイッチがあって、でサイモンさんが言った通りにやってねって言って、レッド、グリーン、ブルーみたいな感じで光って、わジェネレーションキャップマイケル何歳、How old are you?
28.
Oh my gosh, you could be my son. I'm your father.
Darth Vader.
ねえ、みたいな。
Simon says.
うん。っていう昔ゲームがあったの。ああいうそのまあ、ビデオゲーム好きなんだけど、実際にフィジカルに押したりとかするのが僕は結構好きだったですね。
How do you feel about the Wii and the
Wii? Yeah, well, you know, I have a Wii at home, and you know, my sons used to play a Wii tennis with me, but they no longer playing a Wii with me because you know they are so into Minecraft.
Minecraft. How old are they?
13 and 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
そっか、Minecraft やってる11歳とかいけてるな。
いけてるの？
Almost 100% of the young kids that I've talked to in the last 5 years, almost 100% of them play Minecraft. Mm-hmm. And I find out that they play Minecraft because that's what they like to talk about is Minecraft.
So なんかね、日本にあるアメリカンスクールで、
はい、
をやってる人が知り合いなんですけど、
はい、
なんか彼の学校でもその学校の屋上のデザインをみんなでマインクラフトで作って、
さすがですね、
コンペティションみたいなやるとかもやってて、
普通にプレイさせるだけじゃないっていうところはさすがですよね。
もう実用的に使ってるっていう。
Wait, are they gonna make it then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Based on the Minecraft design.
Yeah, they're gonna get all the ideas and then they're gonna pick.
That's really cool だと思いますよ。ただ日本だったらマインクラフトはプレイしちゃダメみたいな、そういうなんか禁止はするけどもみたいな。させてなおかつそういうふうに
実用的に使うっていう。
さすがですね。アメリカンスクール行きたかったですけどね。高すぎですよね。
高すぎる本当に。びっくりしちゃう。幼稚園
バスだけでもすごい高いですもんね。
すごいですね。
バス代だけでも高いです
もん。確かにバス代すごい高いですよね。
バス代でなんか
この間知ってびっくりしちゃった。
すごい高いですよね。僕も一回うちの息子が一番上の息子がハワイさんなんですよ。
Hawaii-san.
He was born in Hawaii, so he has American citizen and Japanese citizen. And I was thinking maybe like he could go to like a American school somewhere, that kind of school. Then I checked the price and I was so surprised. Like, oh my gosh, it's so fucking ridiculous, expensive.
すごい高い。
高いんでびっくりした。バス代だけでも普通の日本の公立なんかよりも高いですよ。
特に高速とかね、行くとね。
Yeah.
Yeah, from like Roppongi.
インターですか？インター
？ Yeah.
You have to thank your parents. お父さん視点になって。
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think like public schools are great too. And
still, yeah, yeah.
I went to a Japanese public school as well, just like during some summers. I don't know, a lot of people don't turn out great from international schools too, so
but from what I hear, I feel like the education is pretty good, no? And the teacher, the quality of teachers are quite good. I mean, no one is like, no one that I know so far says like they didn't like school or they didn't like teachers, you know? They usually say like, oh, school was fun.
I wonder how it's gonna go. I feel like schools are less and less relevant, like over time with like the internet and every, the way that you can learn so much on your own. And, you know, if I had kids, you know, like 5 years from now or something, by the time that they're in college or something, I mean, it could be completely different, right? Just in like 15, 20 years from now, education, I think, is going to be a lot different.
A lot different,
so
yeah.
So are your kids bilingual?
No.
It's okay, okay.
I'm not a, well, you know, I'm the only person who can speak, you know, sort of English.
At home.
Yeah, at home. So I'm teaching, like, you know, my son, 13 years old, and he's like first grade of junior high school. So he started to, you know, he just started our second grade, junior. So he just started to learn English, right? And I was kind of like, you know, tutor, like you know, teaching, like, then I learned it too. Oh, I don't know. Oh, okay.
Ah, wow. 文法とか.
文法とか. Ah, I didn't know. Oh, okay.
So you ルールだったんだみたいな.
So, ah, 三単元の, なるほど. 疑問文の時は使わないのねみたいな.
Well, I think like if I taught English, it would be like that too, though, because I never think about, you know, the grammar,
oh, or the grammar, and,
you know, what is this thing called? Oh, it's an adverb or whatever. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Gerund とかね.
What's a gerund? I don't even
gerund
know.
Gerund is when you make a, well, you put ing after the verb and make it into a noun. I think that's what you call gerund. I know this only because I had to learn English, you know, because it's not my first language. So... But then, 逆に私も日本語のその文法用語は全然知らないわけだから。
Right.
Does Kojima san speak English?
Yeah. Well, he, well, you know, he doesn't speak, but, you know, he knows like what the people are talking about.
そっか。結構ゲーム業界だと英語必要ですか？
なんですかね。あの、やっぱり、僕らは市場としてはメインの市場はまあグローバルでやっぱり仕事をしているというかグローバルの市場に対して あのゲームを作ってるんでやっぱり英語で そのインタビューってのは非常に多いですねなので英語はまあ喋れなくてもあのなんだろう分かってることっていうのは大事かもしれないですね
そ
っかwhat do you think about there's this topic that comes up once in a while about violence in video games.
Oh yeah. And that yes.
The video games can, you know, are a bad influence for your children.
Yeah.
And can cause them to become violent people or And it sounds pretty ridiculous. But I've gone to like my friend's house and watched them play Grand Theft Auto, and I'm like, maybe it's true, you know? Maybe it's true. This guy is just like running over, old people, over
and, yeah,
punching just, strippers,
yeah, punching a stripper and stealing the money. Yeah, and stuff. Yeah. That's, well, yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, we still believe, like, you know, the game has like a guns and, you know, we have like a gun shooting things, but, but still, like, you know, we are not like saying like, you know, violence is cool or something, you know, we're not saying that, like, you know, we are just, you know, trying to, accomplish like, you know, your mission with, with no violence, with cool.
Yeah.
でしょ。だからゲームのルール的には、バイオレンスがない方があのミッションのサクセス成功度合いとしては高いというようなゲームを前は作ってたんだけど、 別になんだろうな、そのゲームのゲームによってそのよくあのその何銃乱射事件とかが米国であったりして、その人の家に行ったら Wow, they have a call of duty and a grand theft auto とかそういうのがあったりとかして、 Maybe you know he played those kind of game too much that's why you know he wanted to shoot the people or something とかいう話はありますけど、ただそれまあそれの影響ではないと思いますけどね。っていうか親がもうちょっとちゃんとしっかり教育しろよって話だと思いますけどね。
So are your sons allowed to play any game or are you kind of monitoring it?
You know, not me, like, but you know, my wife is monitoring the,
okay,
all games, okay. Like, you know, what kind of games, you know, they are playing in. But, you know, they normally want to play, like, Minecraft for now, and a soccer game.
Pretty harmless stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the, like, Call of Duty is a really intense game where by the time you finish the game, you've probably killed, like, several thousand people, right?
Yeah.
Right, so it's like, you know, I've always been playing those sorts of games, but it's never been connected to reality for me, you know.
Right.
It's like I just play the game and I'm back to reality. No, I'm not, you know, crazy, and I don't feel like I need to shoot a bunch of people.
Mm.
But I wonder if you're playing a game like Call of Duty and you shoot those thousands of people, and all of that happens in VR, like you do it through VR, maybe it starts to, like, you know, the
feel
line
real.
Starts to feel a bit, it's less clear, like the difference, right?
Reality and virtual. ねえ、どうなんでしょうね。
I feel like there's not a whole lot of research into the psychological aspect of using VR so much, right?
まだね。I'm sure there are going to be lots of research from, I mean, the future.
Like, if you just have that thing on your head for a month,
yeah.
What happens?
ねえ。
Right?
ねえ。
Yeah.
だから、それはすごい、これからの VR が、だから、ローンチし始めてて、で、これから、その、いろんなゲームが出てきて、で、いろんなことやって、ほら、あの、ポルノとかも、ね
ね、
VR 化が進んでたりとか、
yeah. right, right.
だからそうなってきた時に I don't know what's gonna happen で多分、ね
right.
で How will be like you know new the new issue っていうか problem っていうかが出てくると思いますよ。There are many like the problems that pops up and、
yeah.
僕の英語の my skill is not great but that was still funny でしょ。But you know, my biggest question was like, how are they gonna translate? Because you know,
so みんな言ってる。みんな、しかも he talks really fast, right?
He talks really fast, and っていうかそれとあとは向こうのこと知ってないとわからないような
culture 的なね、
culture 的なセンス、you know、ジョークがどうやって翻訳するんだろうなと思って。
そう、それみんな言ってる、
なんかデッドプールは面白かったですよ。
ああ楽しみ。もうすぐなんですよね。日本も公開が多分
6月
かな
、
The subtitles aren't so good though, yeah.
Sometimes it's really bad. Sometimes it's okay.
But for comedy, it's
そうなん
they like
I hate when they change it a lot.
They change it to like
a
different like that's not what they said.
Yeah.
Right.
くまモンとかね言わせたりね、テッドに。
あのハングオーバー2でハングオーバー2って見ました。
見ました。
あのタイランドに行って、でそれでなんかテンプルに行ったんですよね、そのずっこけ3人組の、でそれで行ったらあのひげ生やした背のちっちゃいあの太った人がわあ、なんつったんだっけな、あの PF ちゃんここみたいなことを言ったんですよね。だから PF ちゃんってほら日本にないじゃないですか、あの中華料理屋さん、でそれ聞いて僕結構もう大爆笑。僕 PF ちゃん大好きなんで、PF ちゃんってほらあのもうチャイニーズなんだけどまたなんかちょっとかっこいい風なチャイニーズにしてるじゃないですか、まあファミリースタイルなのかもしれないけど、あ確かにちょっと PF ちゃんに見えるなと思ったからちょっと大爆笑したんだけど、あれ字幕が全然違うのに、まあ、ほら当然 PF ちゃんは知らないから、
right, right. 字幕どうしたんだろう、そこ
なんか違うものになってたんだけど、ああとかあとチャキチーズとか なんだけど、チャッキーチーズは何の映画だったか、なんかの映画でチャッキーチーズみたいなことが書いてあって、
チャッキーチーズ懐かしい、
チャッキーチーズなんて全然、まあほら日本にもないし、ま
あ、You've actually you've, so you've been to Chucky. Well, I guess in
I went to the Chuck E. Cheese so many times yeah. with my son. You know, my son was baby, and I went to that went there. You know, went there for the, you know, somebody's birthday party. Or
right,
something,
right,
you know,
right.
The kids loves you know right. to have the party at there, right? right.
The so they still have Chuck E. Cheese.
They do. Yeah. They do. The pizza tastes like shit, but. You know.
そうなんかその字幕問題すごい人によって違うじゃないですか。なんか。やっぱりそういうふうに日本人にも分かるように変えちゃった方がいいんだっていう人と、うん、私は逆になんか映画ってアートだから、うん、それを勝手に変えちゃダメだと思ってる派なんですよね私は、うん、だから、うん、ある程度分かんなくても、うん、もうそれはそのままにしといて、うん、チャーキーチーズか後で気になればググりゃいいぐらいの感じに思ってるんですけど、だからそのテッドでだからくまモンみたいなセリフが出てきた時にもうやっぱりなんかいやだって言ってないじゃんみたいな、
くまモンってね、
そう絶対言ってないじゃんみたいな、そこが気になっちゃって、うん、なんかサスペンションオブディスベリーフが一気になくなっちゃうというか、うん、一気に現実に引き戻されちゃうから、うん、その、yeah. 変な大人の事情みたいなところが見えすぎちゃって、
字幕見るの
私うーんほとんどあんまり見ないようにするけど、うん、でもまあ目には入ってくるから、
入ってきちゃいますよね、
だからやっぱりその間違ってるところとかあまりにも変な役だとえってなっちゃいますよね、だから。
Do you ever get these moments where someone says something in a TV show or a movie and you can't understand it no matter what? I have this weird thing.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I'll just like hear someone like in a movie or a TV show or something. Someone will say something.
Yeah.
And it's like no matter how many times you re-listen it, you don't know what it is and there's no subtitles. You don't know what I'm talking about.
In Japanese? You mean or
no? In English, usually.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. Do you have an example?
Well, I don't have any good examples right off the top of my head, but it's something that like happens sometimes.
Hmm.
It's weird. It's sometimes I think if you listen to the same word too many times, like you can't hear it properly.
Hmm.
Right. It just sounds like a sound. It starts right. to sound like a sound.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And not the word anymore.
Ah, so なんだ. Chuck E. Cheese, Chuck E. Cheese,
Chuck E. Cheese, Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, if you do it enough times, if you say it enough times, it'll just become like a sound.
Gestalt崩壊の耳版みたいな.
It's like those guys on YouTube that will speak English when they don't know any English, mm. but they make it sound like they're speaking English.
Ah, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it starts to sound like.
Huh. Mm. Interesting. Mm. That's weird. It's never really happened to me.
So,
yeah.
Do you go to US a lot?
No. Well, no? I go to Hawaii sometimes because I have siblings that
oh, okay.
live there.
Okay.
But that's
so you were born?
I was born in Tokyo.
Oh, you're born in yeah. Tokyo. And are you raised in Tokyo too?
Well, for 5 years, I lived in Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Other than
the home of barbecue, right?
Yeah.
Home of rib. Or, you know, went there once and I was so surprised. They have huge barbecue.
Yeah,
they did great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool. Yeah, that was cool. That was like a, you know, heaven of, you know, paradise of the
meat
barbecue.
Paradise?
Yeah, meat paradise.
People just go to like,
festival.
They have places called like Golden Corral or these sorts of like buffet style places where everyone just go, you just walk up with your huge plate and there's just ribs and there's pizza and cinnamon roll.
Oh,
and
God.
Then you go over to the ice cream area and you're just doing sprinkles and
like
M&Ms.
10,000 calories.
And like Reese's peanut butter cups and like all this stuff. And you get back to your seat, then you get up again and you go get more.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
And everyone, that's just how you roll in Texas, basically.
So wow.
Do you miss like, you know, American food? Like a real American
well,
you
know, barbecue?
Yeah, barbecue stuff too, but you know, because you know, last week I went to the Shake Shack at, you know, new store opened, the Shake Shack. Mm. So I went there.
The one in Ebisu?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a huge line, right?
Yeah, huge line. I was like, you know, 50, 47 or 48th.
Oh my the god.
So I waited for like 60 minutes or something to get the burger and you know cheese fry and shake.
Were you happy?
Well, you know, that was the first time for me to have a Shake Shack.
Okay.
And I, you know, the small burger and the small fries and the small shake cost me like $15. You know, 1,500 yen or something like that. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? It's so expensive. Yeah. You know.
Well, the amount of food that you get in the States is crazy.
Yeah.
Because I was just there for like a week and a half. I was in, well, California and Arizona and Utah. But one morning I just went to, was it IHOP? I
think
it was IHOP. Mm.
The pancakes, right? The breakfast.
First of all, every single person in that IHOP was completely out of shape. Every single person. It was like, I noticed this, and so I specifically was looking around for someone who was,
yeah.
And there was nobody.
Well, you know, in the U.S., it's, yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy,
And it's so cheap, too. It's like $7-$8, and you're just getting huge stacks of, like, pancakes. And,
yeah.
And those American sausages, they're so different than the Japanese sausage. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are.
But I don't know what they are either.
Is it the reddish one?
It's like dark-ish. It's kind of...
Well, you know, processed food. You
right,
know.
Right. Overly
don't
processed.
Don't
want to
know.
Yeah.
Well, like, if you
don't want to know what is in there.
The Japanese sausages are like kind of smooth and they have a skin on them usually.
Right. But a sausage in the U.S. is, you know, pork, but, you know, it's all processed, right?
Right.
So it's normally have like, you know...
Ligaments and veins
guts
and stuff.
And, you know, face and nose and... There's so many things in it. Yeah. But it tastes good, though.
Yeah. They,
right?
All the Americans say that you have to put syrup on the sausages. So,
So I put
some syrup on my sausages, and it was good.
Well, you know.
But after you eat it, I remember like I ate that food. I ate all those pancakes and a waffle and fried chicken and like all this stuff that came, and there's like this different kind of sitting. If you eat in America, afterwards you're always sitting like you can't sit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like お腹いっぱいすぎてちゃんと座れないってこと? Yeah,
so you
sit like...
Yeah, so I was doing that all the time in America.
God.
Yeah.
If you're not full, then you're not done eating.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Because I used to be like a really, I mean, you know, chubby, like when I was in the U.S. Because I always have like, you know... Domino's pizza, like a large size for my dinner.
Wow.
I ate them all.
Wow, 一人で?
一人で.
Wow.
By myself.
しかもアメリカのラージサイズ
のピザを、
トッピングは
ペパロニと、あと、ハラペーニョ。
Oh, nice.
ハラペーニョ is my favorite.
Nice.
So, you know,
best
the spicy
choice.
And, So I had, you know, the large pizza, like, almost every day.
Wow.
I gained, like, a lot of weight. Then I came back to Japan. Then I lost, like, maybe, like, 20 pounds or something.
自然に?
But I was, like, you know, so into, like, you know, American junk food. I mean, you know, fast food.
Right.
I, you know, used to love, like, you know, go out and drink and then, you know, stop by at the Taco Bell and have a soft tacos and, you know, for 日本の, だから締めのラーメンみたいな感じで
Taco Bell
が 締めの Taco Bell だった だから日本にTacoBellができたじゃないですか
はいはいはい
渋谷にできて 行列がすごいできてたのを 見て Taco Bell だよ、なんでこんな並んだ why there are so many people lining up and you know, buying a Taco Bell? The Taco Bell used to be really cheap, right? Like 99 cents for the soft tacos.
I think in the States, the meat grade is quite different. Like, I don't think that in Japan that's allowed. Like, the meat grade is so low that they can't do it here with the same price.
あ、そうなんだ
多分 regulation でダメだと思う
じゃあ、すごい詳しいね
Because my husband loves Taco Bell, and you know, Yeah, so wherever we go.
友達になれそう。
なれると思う。もうどこでもタコベル見たら超テンション上がるもん。
そう。
あ、行かなきゃって言って。
So I have to go to Taco Bell or Panda Express.
Oh, Panda Express, corn chicken.
Panda Express is my favorite. You know, I go to US a lot. You know, I always like eat, you know, the first lunch.
Yeah.
And the last is dinner. Is
yeah. It is good.
Panda Express.
Yeah.
Orange chicken and a beef yeah. broccoli.
Yeah, broccoli, 絶対おいしい。
I like the mixed plate concept in the U.S.
Right.
Where you just pick like right, three right, or four right. things that you want.
ないよね、こっち。
ない。あと、Korean barbecue in Hawaii, like where you get three different stuff, like, like Asian stuff together with meat.
K Town って、あの、ロスの K Town とか、すごいですよ。いろんな種類があって。
Especially recently, lately, all the like Korea towns and like Korean culture is really getting big in the US.
Yeah, getting big. The K-town in Los Angeles is huge, and
yeah,
they have like a. Some guy told me like you know their food is better than the Seoul.
Ah, so なんだ。へえ。行ってみたい。
K-town はいつも僕行くんですけど、あの僕の友人が。あのプライベートシェフの仕事をしてるんですよ。有名なセレブリティのプライベートシェフで、He used to be a private chef of なんだっけ、ビリー・コーゲン、あのスマッシュパンキーズのボーカルの人とか、あとは某有名な俳優さん、超有名なスパイ映画とかに出演してる俳優さんのプライベートシェフやってて、でその人が K タウンの近くに住んでて、美味しいとこ紹介してくれるんですよ。
ここうまいって。いいな。
So she knows everything, like, right, you know, right. what's the good and you know, what is I mean, you know, challenging kind of food, like, you know, あのなんだ、肉の種類がちょっと変わってる種類、ジビエ的な。
あ、へえ。
So maybe we should do this atUS maybe sometime.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
K-Town とかで騒がしいけどね。
Orange chicken 食べながら。
Oh my god. They need to bring Panda Express.
Yeah,
here.
I know.
Right?
I think you should do it, you know, for the side business. Like, you know,
Panda Express.
Yeah, Panda Express in Tokyo.
ね、あれ、もうちょっとだから多分どうせ日本に来たらもうちょっとだけ高くなっちゃうから、それちょっとクオリティ良くして、あえて選べるのやったら、ね、人気出そうなのに、ね、
人気出ると思うよ。パンダエクスプレスは僕多分ね、僕のフェイスブックチェックするとパンダエクスプレスの写真しか載ってないんですよ。
行き過ぎ
行き過ぎ、パンダエクスプレスとあとステーキハウス。
でもアメリカ量が多すぎて、私本当に多分1回のミールで1日行けちゃう。3食
細いもんね、
でもそんなにだって日本のポーションで比べて本当に3倍ですよね。
ああ、このポーションでかいもんね。
だからあの持ち帰りで何日もそれ食べれるみたいな。
The Taco Bell like burritos, I bought one. It was so huge. I was eating this burrito for hours.
マイケルでも。
Yeah, it weighed like 4 kilos or something.
Really?
It was just like you could club someone to death with this burrito. But it was like a really long drive.
It's heavier than my son. He was one when he was one.
Yeah, so maybe not 4 kilos, but it was huge. And so I would just like eat some of this burrito, and then I'm driving, and then eat some of this burrito, and it was just like
endless.
This is the only thing I've been eating all day, just all day. This.
永久になくならないブリート。
なくならない。同じ味が続いちゃうから。
It was like so soggy.
Oh no.
But Taco Bell is like hard to eat when you're in a car, actually.
Yeah, that's
like lettuce and like beans and like it just goes everywhere.
ソースかけなきゃならないからね。
Yeah.
But you know what? The last time I went to the Taco Bell like last year in the U.S., then I found out, you know, they used to have like a free sauce. You know, the sauce like hot spicy and you know hot and then normal kind of stuff, you know, they're like you know the place like you can you know grab like you know
ご自由にお取りください、
ご自由にお取りくださいで何個でも持ってって OK だったのが、 they they don't have this, you know, kind of system anymore. Yeah. And oh. they like, you know, how many songs do you have? って言われて、あの、2つみたいな。
言わなきゃいけない。深刻性になっちゃったんだ。
深刻性になっちゃったんですよ。You have to say like、yeah. how many you want.
じゃないとすごい持っていく人がいるのかな、こう、yeah. ガッと。
まあ、Although like, I feel like just spending time with some people that live in the US, they know some weird things about how stuff works there. Like you can ask for all kinds of stuff from restaurants and
they'll
give it to you.
That's
it's like,
true.
Oh, can you just give me like some jalapenos on the side and can you just give me like some sour cream? And
my husband's cousin is the queen.
None of that works in Japan.
Yeah. My husband's cousin is the queen. She just makes up the menu. Yeah. You know, like, でもなんかこれはこうして、あれはこうして、これはこれで、これはこれでみたいな超細かく言って、
yeah.
and people are like, okay, みたいな。
プライベートシェフ状態ですね。
そう、本当にそう。メニュー関係ないみたいな。
Have you been to a Sonic?
Sonic, yes, I went there like a few times.
What's that?
Sonic ってあれでしょ？あのファーストフードでしょ
？Yeah, but it's like a southern, they only have it in the south, and it's a drive-in. And the workers there wear roller skates. And so they like roller skate to your car.
超アメリカ。
Classic, 何? Old school なタイプの。
They have their coins in like this weird, like little coin. Weird. It's like this whole thing. But their drinks are super customizable.
Okay.
Drinks?
And, yeah, and you have to customize the drink, basically. They have like, they call it a limeade. So you have like limeade and cherry limeade and dark cherry limeade, and then you can put like blue Hawaii or like there's all these millions of things. And so I was just ordering this. I'm such a child sometimes. I was just ordering this drink like a couple of weeks ago where I'm just adding like
everything.
There's no price everything. Difference. I'm just like, throw that in there and throw this thing in there. And,
is it good?
It was amazing. It was, they put popping candy.
Oh, the the popping
Baskin Robbins.
Popping
shower のやつ. They put that inside
your drink?
The sodas now in the States. So I put that in there too.
So it's popping.
So my drink is popping and I can like hear it popping like while I'm driving. It's like
you are a child.
Yeah. It's so bad, but it was amazing.
Yeah. Sonic, 懐かしいかもしれない。さっきの I hope の話で、みんな、you know, there are many people like who is like not
overweight?
Good shape, right?
Yeah.
I, you know, my host family in the Little Rock, the host mother was like, you know, that kind of person. Yeah. She was so...
She was big.
Yeah. Gigantic.
Gigantic.
So the one
enormous.
Night... Yeah. And it was like one night... Well, you know, she was a nice person and she was very, very kind of, you know, kind of person. And one night I you know, felt like, you know, the house was like shaking. And I woke up like, you know, because, you know, I'm from Japan, right? So, oh my gosh, it's a quake.
Oh my gosh, Shindo-san.
Shindo-san かなと思って。Then I woke up, then I found out, you know, the host mother and the host father was like banging each other. You know?
Oh my God.
Because, you know, the house was, you know, the
shaking?
House had a shaking because the wheel, you know, wheels, right?
So
they shake very well.
家が動いちゃうね。
So that was like, you know, scary. Scary and funny, you know, so.
気まず。
そう、気まずかったけどね。だけど本当にファーストフードは僕はあのすごい大好きで、ソニックの話もあるけど、パンダもさ、ぜひパンダ日本に持ってきてもらいたいです。マイケル。
マイケルやって、じゃあ。
マイケルやってください。
やる。
That's gonna be a, you know.
I'll be so fat if I do that.
そうだね。毎日食べちゃうね。
What, you're gonna be a billionaire, maybe?絶対受けると
思う。 Yeah, start with 阿佐ヶ谷。
阿佐ヶ谷で、パンダエクスプレス。
Yeah.
ね。
そうだね。選び放題。
今度ほら、カオスジュニアが来るんでしょ。
あ、そうだそうだ。Yeah. I've never had it before, but I've only seen the Paris Hilton advertisements.
It's not as popular, I don't think.
The Carl's Jr. is, you know.The name is Carl's Jr. in the West Coast, right? Because they used to have a same store in Minnesota, but you know, that was called Hardee's.
Hardee's.
Hardee's. Huh. But it's the same.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Same thing.
Oh. Huh.
But they just, somehow, you know, they changed the name or maybe, yeah. They the Hardee's used to have like a curly fries, and they have so many kinds of like sauces, like, you know, not just like ketchup and the mustard. They have like radish mayonnaise and So I, you know, used to go to, you know, those kind of like fast food places.
Nice. Do you, have you tried sweet potato fries?
I had a sweet potato fries in Japanese, like, you know, not the franchise kind of place, but yeah.
The American sweet potato fries are out of control right now. Everybody is eating sweet potato fries.
Really? Why?
And I had some, and they're so good.
I make it at home.
Really?
It's really good.
Hmm.
But it's sweet, right?
It's sweet, but, you know,
it's
not
salty,
like...
salty, too.
Yeah,
salty.
Because you put salt over it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That sounds like American, because, you know, they put the salt in chocolate, right? Like
right,
a candy
right.
bar.
Right, right.
Yeah.
美味しいよね.
Everyone's eating that.
大好きだけど俺.
Sweet potato fries, 美味しい.
Sweet potato fry はないな。僕、冷凍食品 の, あのフライで周りのシーズニングしてるあのちょっと黄色いシーズニング何の物体だったか知らないけど
怖い
どんな成分がついてるか知らないけどすごい美味しいのがあってそれをよく買ってあのオーブンで温めてディファイには しなかったけどオーブンで焼いてました。あれが大好きだった。
黄色い物体、
黄色ってか オレンジ色のあのシーズニング、
like cheddar cheese maybe?
I don't know. That's not a cheddar cheese. That's like a, you know, Cajun kind of like a powder,
spice,
yeah, spice kind of stuff. But you know, it tastes so good. And, like one, you know, like you watch a movie at night and then you have that those kind of fries.
Yeah.
That's like a
powder. Do they have curly fries here? I don't know if I've really seen.
I haven't seen a curly fries.
A and W in Okinawa.
Do they have an A&W?
Oh, you know, only in Okinawa.
Yeah. They used to have it in Tokyo.
あ、そうなんだ。そう。なくなっちゃったんだ。
神谷町に昔あった。
へぇ。
で、ルートビア
が有名でしょ。ああ、right, right, right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. ルートビア最初僕飲んだ時に歯磨き粉かと思ったぐらい。で、僕は最初ダメだったんだけど、but, you know, once get used to it,
it's
so addicted, you know.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
え、あれは、リクリッシュは？
あ、それも、リコリッシュももともとダメだし。
リコリッシュだっけ？
好きじゃない。
A lot of people don't like licorice.
Yeah.
I kind of like it because my...
You do?
Yeah, because my first wife... my first wife was American.
Okay.
And, you know, she loved that. And she always ate that. Then I
got
used to it. And I すごい美味しいと思う。
In my generation, we had these jelly beans, like when I was, everyone was eating jelly beans in like the late 90s.
Yeah.
late 90s, everyone was eating jelly beans.
Yeah. 僕ね、ポップコーンが好きや。ポップコーンフレーバーが好き。
And one of the jelly beans was licorice. Or licorice flavor. And a lot of people didn't like that jelly bean.
Yeah, really? Me neither.
So
I hated it.
There was always like some like giving away the like, oh, you can just have the... this
licorice.
One or
you will have a lot of like
like everyone I knew like didn't like that jelly bean.
It tastes strange when you're not used to it, I guess.
あれって何なんですか、成分。
あれなんかあのプレーンかなんかでしょ。
That's the taste from like maybe you know that's from like a fruit or something.
I thought that was a plant or something, right?
I don't know, but they always say like it has collagen.
They have a red one, but だけどコラーゲンだって食っても吸収しないってこのほらニュースで言ってたし、
そうそうそう、だから意味ないんだ。だから美味しいと思う人以外は意味ない。On your face, licorice jelly bean.
Yeah, just make licorice necklace. They used to make cereal necklaces.
子供の時あった。
People would make necklaces out of cereal, like Cheerios and like Captain Crunch or whatever.
僕の友人あのジェリービーンズでこうやって作ってました。
へー、
だからジェリービーンズっていろんなフレーバーがあって、で僕はポップコーンが好きってさっき言ったんですけど、これ大好きなんだよねっていうふうに向こうの友人に言ったら、別にポップコーン食えばいいじゃんって
確かに
ポップコーンの方が安いし
You're totally right. Yeah.
確かにね、 まあ、よく思うそれでもポテチとかもなんか牛タン味とか何味とか見ると、うんうん、いや牛タン
食べれば
食べれば
わさびわさび食べればみたいな
そうそうそうおもちゃひねくれてるから、
うん、ねえ
アメリカには面白い食べ物がいっぱいあるな
ありますね、
うん、that same thing is like if you do VR for something someone might say like why don't you just go there why don't you do it for real you know、
ね、
you do something in a game it's like yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah but you're not really doing it いけないとこに行きたいんだよね
well yeah maybe you know that's gonna cost you like you know a few
yeah.
thousand bucks and
yeah like Olympics in Brazil、
uh-huh.
like Zika virus 怖いからとかさ
Zika
とりあえず家から見たいみたいな if you're pregnant、
yeah.
you know、
mm.
yeah
とかねあるかもしれない
だけど VR は非常に可能性があっていろんな、ねうん、広がりが出てくるんで非常に楽しみですけどねまだちょっと高いかもしれない
Yeah,、う
ん、
I really want like a perfect one like yeah, a, 全然 latency がない
やつと
か
It's, yeah. It's depends on the you know, your PC spec maybe like、mm. you know Vive and you know, those、mm. are like a PC basis right、yeah. soIf you have like you know high power, well, but still, it depends on the game maybe like you、
mm.
know, because like you know we make the game like with 60 frames per second、mm. at least.、
Mm.
なんですよ。なんで the frame rate とかそういうところが、
mm.
movies are like 24.
Movie is 24. Yeah, the film は24コマですね。
Huh.
ビデオが30コマというかまあそんなもんですね。
They say like if you make a movie with 30 frames per second,、
mm-hmm.
it looks fake for some reason. And 24 frames per second actually looks more real for some reason.
Yeah, some reasons. Yeah,、mm. I think I learned it from the school and you know the film class or something, but I totally forgot why.
Is it?
なんか言ってた。
なんか if you record a show on your なんだっけ? Like, you can record TV shows, right?
Mm.
And if you watch it, the quality is lower and then it looks fake. Is that related to that or?
Is that, that's true? Is that what
happened? At least
to
me, like, it looks weird. Like, it doesn't look the same anymore. Like, it looks kind of slowish.
Mm.
Like, the speed is the same. The story speed is the same. But, I mean, it looks...A bit weird.
They have like some weird interlacing things where they like create 60 frames per second from lower frame rate or something. So,
そうですね。30フレームを構成するのにインターレース使って60みたいな、
yeah.
そういう話だと思うんですけど、ね、詳しいことはまた。今度ってことだ。
後ほど。
Maybe next. Yeah.
But it's good for Maybe for like to actually have 60 frames per second is probably what you need for like shooter games or,
mm-hmm. right,
or like
yeah,
sports
like action game and a sports game. Yeah. Yes, the 60 yeah. frames per second is good.
Does it make sense to go more frames per second or does it make a difference?
Well, you know, we haven't tried more than 60 frames per second, but you know, 60 frames, well, because you know, it's really hard to keep the 60 frames per second yeah. for the game, you know.
Yeah, it like.They have it. People talk about how the frame rate like drops sometimes.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes, right? And yeah. You know, we are trying not to have those kind of problems. So, so that was really hard. So we wish we wanted to try like you know more than 60 frames per second. And what's going to happen? And you know, I mean, あの本当に体感的に physically like how you feel.
Yeah.
We wanted to try it. だけどあの PC バージョンを前回作った時に、4K 4K ゲイン、うん、4K のレゾリューションで作ったんですけど 4K is so beautiful and、
うん、
yeah at the detail the tiny details things
yeah but that but, takes a lot of processing power
yeah, yeah so you have to buy a lot of like a pricey like you know、pricey video card like you know that's gonna cost you like 20
Xbox
I mean,
One can't do that or PlayStation 4 can't
console game is really hard for now but maybe you know in the future you know, like they're gonna do something with it I'm not sure but PC game like you buy like you know powerful like you know video card and then that, yeah that's possible to do it, to see the, you know, 4K.
Do you do the PC stuff at
yes.
all?
Yes. Oh, me?
Yeah.
Personally?
Do you play like PC games or do you
I play build? The Minecraft version with my son. Yeah, sometime. But I used to, you know, play like, you know, those like first person shooter game with, you know, the PC version at home. But not lately because I don't have a time to play like, you know, the game lately.
20 hours a day?
I used to play it, you know, 20 hours a day, but, you know, lately, like, I play game sometime, like, you know, check it out, the, you know,
right,
like
right.
cool stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, not for, like, having fun. That's kind of sad, but, you know, I normally watch the, like, movie and drama a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Walking Dead.
I love that. Michael was shitting on it the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was shitting on it, but I really like it.
I was kind of, you know, behind, so I have to catch up. Mm. So I'm still season 4.
Oh, okay, I shouldn't say anything then.
What do you think about the zombie genre?
Well, you know, my generation... You know, my generation loves zombie and 宇宙人 toka. You know, those kind of stuff. You know, we love those kind of like a B movie kind of things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we used to believe like, you know, zombie is a real.
Yeah.
宇宙人も。本当にいるだ。そうそう、宇宙人も。だから、 エイリアンも多分存在するってその時も信じてたし現在も信じてるしゾンビはまあまあだけど昔本当に信じてたし。だからすごい好き好きだし好きですよ。
Zombies
do you like zombie kind of stuff? Me?
No. I like zombies but it's I like new angles on the zombie.
Oh, new angle.
I like a fresh approach to
The Walking Dead has new angles, Michael. You gotta try.
Yeah, the zombie
right?
is
really,
running.
It's really complicated. Like
zombie
it's a human. Yeah, and it's it's a human drama.
Yeah, human drama.
Yeah,
you know,
human relationships.
Well, if I had to like, if there's like vampires would be the bottom for me, then zombies, and then aliens. Mm-hmm. Aliens is like the most interesting. Oh, I don't know why it's in that order.
Well, I mean, aliens could like... be real. Maybe that's why, right? And vampires are too
Michael's
teenage-ish.
Older. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. What
You're
order
too
do
mature.
You have
I don't know. Whoa, you know.
Vampire or zombie? Or
vampire
like...
and zombie. Zombie is higher than
right? Right?
Vampire.
And 宇宙人は?
宇宙人 is always top. You know,
okay.
Because
yeah.
I'm fascinated with it.
Yeah.
It's just show.
Yeah,
you're my son.
Do you watch a lot of American shows, like TV shows?
Well, I watch the American TV show, and I don't watch the Japanese TV show a lot.
Okay.
So,
what are you watching now?
Walking Dead. I'm trying to catch up, and The House of Cards.
Oh, I hear it's really good.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun. And I watched the, you know, I, you know, used to watch like a late night show. Those kind of like a talk show.
Right.
Because the talk show style is totally different from Japanese, right?
Right.
Yeah.
なんだろう、笑っていいともちょっと近いのかな?ちょっとテレフォンショッキング的な。テレフォンショッキング的な。で、ゲストが来てみたいな。で、それが結構やっぱ面白い。で、全部はキャッチ、あの、
Why aren't you into Japanese TV shows?
The one biggest reason is because my living room, the TV is not mine. because my wife is always watching the TV show and my sons are studying at living room, so I cannot watch the TV. So that's why I normally like watch the like you know those kind of drama and you know the Netflix with, right, right. with my mobile and a PC at my my mm. my room.
So oh, okay, so か
悲しくなっちゃった。No. So, yeah, that's the main reason. So that's why I, you know, normally watch those kind of like. Mm.
I've always felt like Japanese TV shows aren't, they're just not that good. But like Japanese anime level mm. is like way higher than Japanese TV show level. I feel like just the production and the storytelling mm. and the characters.
Yeah. Mm. 今なんかね、あのフジテレビのドラマすごい。悪い意味で話題になってるっていうか、うなんか
見てないから分かんない。
なん私も見てないんだけど、なんか Gone Girl にの丸パクリみたいな。
うん、なんていうドラマですか。
分かんない。伊藤英明が出てるやつ。
伊藤英明さん。
はい、多分そうだと思う。なんかもう My mom was watching it and she was like, "Oh my god, like this new show, like it's a 本当の rip off of Gone Girl" って言ってて。
あ、そうなんだ。
そうなんだと思ってググったらやっぱり言ってる人がいっぱいいて、これ。丸パクリじゃんみたいな
丸パク、
うん、
よくない
ですね分かりやすいらしくて、う
ん、なんかね朝の、テレビ小説あの、
うん、NHK の
NHK のやつあれはたまに見ますけど、ね
あうん、
あの出勤する前に
あれ15分とかなんでしたっけ
そんな感じだったと思うんですけどすみませんちゃんと見てないんでよくわかんないんですけど
あれ毎日やるんですよね
毎日やってますよね平日
そっか
わかんない土日やってないかもしれないよくわかんないですけど
そっか
うんあれはたまに見ますけどあとはジムに週 3,4 で行ってるんですけど
おすごい
マイケルほどじゃないんだけど、う
ん、いや結構鍛えてる
ねすごい胸筋すごい、
うん、
めっちゃマッチョ
49歳にしては
すごい、
うん、だからあの50こんな50歳 いないでしょうっていうのをちょっと目標に
してあ目指してもうでもいないでしょう日本だったら
いやいるいるいるいる
マッチョ
いますよもっとマッチョに、まあ、別にマッチョを目標にしてるわけじゃないんですけど健康になろうっていう
健康な、
うん、Because I used to drink a lot and I smoke a lot and I,、you know, I ate like, you know, a lot of like, you know,
pizza
the pizza and junk food I, so I wanna, you know, try to be a little bit healthier、
でも 3,4 回すごい
3,4 回行っててだけど前ホットヨガも行ってたんですよ
わ、
ホットヨガ行って You know, have you tried the hot yoga?
Yeah, 変なとこから汗出ますよね。
すごい。
こんなとこから汗かけるんだみたいな。
I don't know. I did. I don't know if it was. Maybe I did hot yoga.
Really?
I don't remember. I took some yoga classes, and then after that, I just have done it 一人で、at home.
Ah, so.
But yeah.What's different about hot yoga other than
well you know that was a, you know first time for me to be in a hot yoga class and that's called the Bikram yoga you know it's really famous right you know the person you know he なんだホットヨガを作った人なんですねその
ビクラムさん
ビクラムチョードリーっていう人なんですけど、ね、その人がホットヨガを作った人なんですってでそれがびっくりしたのがホットヨガって日本で誕生したって知ってました
知らないえビクラムさんは日本にいたんですか
なんかねあのインドから日本にやってきてでそのホットっていうかあのヨガ教室を開いたんですって、うん、だけど日本がこんなに冬寒いって知らなかったみたいで寒くて全然ストレッチできないねって言ってどうしようって言ったら生徒さんが家からストーブを持ってきて、
うん、
あの部屋に持ってきたんですってでそしてでそれがホットヨガの前身っていうふうに聞きましたけどね
全然知らなかった
新宿ホットヨガ was made, you know, born in
新宿なんだ
新宿
なんだもっとなんかインドの奥地のとこかと思った
I'm thinking like guys are coming over with like buckets of lava and they're like doing stuff on some Indian monastery
だと思ったらいきなり新宿だったんだみたいないやこれ僕ちょっと聞いた話じゃないかどうかは分からないですけどそれがホットヨガの誕生っていう
本当だったら
面白い But
you know, hot yoga is like, you know, they No, the one class is like 90 minutes. 90 minutes, and they have like a 26 poses, you know, posture or something.
Okay.
So 90 minutes, you have to stay there. Yeah. And like 40 degrees and the humidity
hot.
Was like, you know, I don't know, 50 or 60% or something. You know, it's really hot in this city.
Is it like a sauna or not that hot?
Kind of like sauna, right? Like a mild version.
A mild version. But, you know, there are a bunch of the people there, right? Mm. So like 50 or 60 people. Mm. And they started to get sweat.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
It's quite hard to breathe.
Yeah, quite hard to breathe. And that was started with like 40 degrees. But, you know, it goes up like really high. Because the people, you know, start doing the posture.
Yeah.
だからもう発電機と一緒にやってるようなもんだし、自分も暑いし、で水は飲めるんですけど、とにかく汗が今までこんなにかいたことないっていうぐらい汗。You sweat like hell。
なんか足のすねとかね、からもう汗出るみたいな。
そう。
こんなとこからみたいな。
Well, It's pretty tough, especially for 90 minutes. Yeah,
yeah, it's 90 minutes, but and it's really hard.
Are you good at yoga? Are you, you've made progress?
Yeah, well, you know, the first like three times was like a hell. But, you know, once you get used to it and you can, you know, you can kind of try like, you know, to be better to do, you know, to do the posture.
Yeah.
で、結局だから、周りの人みんな上手なんですよね。だけど先生が言うには自分との戦いなんで、だから前ポーズを2回するんですけど、前よりも1センチでもそのポーズに近づく、それとか前回よりも1センチより近づく、
right.
無理をしないっていう。でそれで一時ハマってやってたんですけど、So I used to go there like, you know, 4 or 5 times a week or something.
Wow.
I was so into it. And yeah.
すごい。
だけど、ぎっくり腰2回やっちゃったんですよね。
Oh my god. え、ホットヨガ中に？
ホットヨガ中に。
辛すぎる。
で、
熱いし。
Slide disc on my back and I って痛くて痛くて、起き上がれなくて、で、先生に相談したんですよ。ビクラムの先生に I did a, you know、って言ったら、多分合ってないんじゃないですか。
嘘めっちゃやってたのに、
やってたのに、
合ってないんだと思って、週5で言ってたのに、
で結局 then I quit。
OK 向いてないっていうのもあるんですね。
向いてないんですか、向いてないんじゃないですかって言われて、
そういうソリューションなんだ。
ソリューション、まあいいか悪いか別として
、ね、じゃあ今は筋トレですか。
今はジムに行ってますね。ジムに行って、はい、やってます。
すごい。だってマイケルの、ね、今ここでマイケルの家で収録してるけど、来た瞬間にプロテインに注目してましたもんね。
もうプロテイン、僕もこの前コストコ行って、US のコストコ行ってプロテイン買ってきたんで、
大きいやつ、
大きいやつ買ってきました、うん、日本高いし、ね、成分がね、
ね、ビタミン剤とかもね、
バイタミンで so expensive in here、
yeah. and they put a lot of additives、
right.
like, I don't know why
it's really hard to find a pure like a vitamin kind of stuff、in Japan、
yeah.
and the quantity wise it's so small、
ね、全然違う、何ミリグラムが。
で高いし、 it's so expensive、
yeah.
here、
yeah.
too.
Just like、well, like it seems like all over the US they have those,like GNC or something.
Yeah, GNC like, was my favorite place.
They,
you know?
Yeah, they sell like all kinds of, I mean, the amount of scientific research and investment and developing like the new protein thing, like there's so much competition. And
right.
It seems like Japan isn't really involved that much in that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, still like maybe like a macho is in the, people think that's not cool.
Yeah,
or something like a bad way.
Yeah.
I think it's slowly changing just by looking at Instagram.
It's changing with
like for girls. Yeah,
too.
Girls are working out way more than before. Like
Kojiri
doing...
is out.
Yeah.
And yeah. Well, you know, my favorite page on Facebook is a hot chicks with the six
abs?
Packs or something. Yeah.
That's your
really
favorite page.
Yeah, it's my favorite. I really love those like six packs girls. You know.
Yeah. It's way harder than like skinny, saggy ones.
How hard is it for a girl to actually get a full like six pack, like shredded? It's got to be really hard. Yeah,
it's
way harder
it's
than
really
guys.
Yeah,
for sure,
way harder
I think.
Than us. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they have to do like you know, they gotta work out really hard, and plus like they have to do a really hard diet, you know.
Yeah, lose
だと思いますよ。
大変です。
大変だと思います。
It's weird how that changes. Like, what we want, what we're attracted to. Kind of everyone slowly changes at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, oh, everyone needs to get eyelash extensions, and everyone needs to do their makeup like this, and
mm-hmm.
and it just weird shifts, and then everyone's sort of shaping their body according to the new standards or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I was in the U.S. for like a total like 10 years, right? I was, you know, the kind of like I got a chest hair, you know, they're rare for the Japanese people.
Yeah.
But a chest hair, like a, you know, big chest hair.
Munage.
So, yeah. The chest hair is not popular in this country, Japan.
So.
But in the U.S., it's a totally different. Like, you know, chest hair is like, you know, oh, you're
sexy.
So cute, sexy,
yeah,
or
you're
cute,
like
or something,
James
right?
Bond or something.
Right, like yeah. You're like Sean Connery.
あと可愛いよね。可愛い。
そう、可愛いって言われたんですよ。うんで日本に帰ってきたら胸毛生えてますって言ってうわ気持ち悪いとか言われて
あ全然違う
Oh my gosh, you have a chest hair? Really? みたいな感じのことを言われたことがあったんですよ
そっか、
そこだけは
分かってないな
そこだけは変わらないなかなか変わらない
そっか胸毛
だから
可愛いんだけど
ウエスタナーの人たちがチェストヘアが生えてる分にはいいんだけど、うん、え日本人なのに胸毛生えてんのみたいな感じのことを結構
でも結構いますよね生えている人
みんな剃ってたりとかしますよね僕剃らないですけど、うん、
今どうしてんの
今 ね, あのね違うんです今ねちょっと筋肉のつき具合を見るために一回剃ったんですよ
あそっかじゃあ今ツルツル
今ちょっとちょい
生えちょい胸毛
ちょい胸毛なんですけどだけど日本人種は結構生えてる
立派な
うん
そうもじゃもじゃが可愛いんだけど。
もじゃもじゃが可愛いって言われないですよ。
そっか。
You know, when I was in the U.S. recently, I just could not believe how popular yoga pants are.
Really?
Yoga, every,
girls, right?
every single woman is wearing, like, yoga pants are way more popular than jeans, way more popular than shorts, way more popular than skirts. Every single person, even if they're not in great shape, is wearing yoga pants in the States right now.
Really?
It was everywhere.
I checked
California, I checked Utah, I checked Arizona. Everyone's wearing yoga pants.
Okay. So maybe I should go to Santa Monica and check it out.
Everyone has.
It's probably really easy, right?
What do you mean?
Like to be in yoga pants. I mean, it's...
No, it's not. You have to do squats like 4 times a week. You have to like...
No, I mean comfortable.
Oh.
Like it must be really comfortable.
ヨガパンツってどんなやつ？
なんかぴったりした。
ぴったりした。
だからレギンスみたいなももはや。
膝まで。
No, no.
何でもある。何でもある。短いっていうか七分丈みたいなのもあるし、もうだからお尻の形丸出しみたいな。
Ah, yeah. 100%.
100%.
100%.
Heaven.
I couldn't believe how common it was. Like. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I saw some people. No, every single person pretty much was wearing yoga pants.
だけど、あの、僕学生の頃、もう結構昔の話ですけど、僕はあの、学生で20から26、7まで住んでたんですけど、だから20何年前、だけど、20何年前結構その何レギンスとかスパッツとか
ああそっかスパッツ
スパッツみたいなのだけ履いてる女の人とか、
うん、そうだだからそれと一緒ですね、うんまあ、ただだから流行りが回って戻ってきただけ
の the level of popularity is completely
different. Okay.
Because it's like
because wasn't everyone wearing spats back then like in the 70s?
それが、like、だけど不思議なのが日本だとスパッツだけって履かないじゃないですかスパッツ履いたら、うん上になんか短パン履いたりとか、
うん、あ確かにね
Normally like they wear something like with a skirt or something
Yeah Like I was in Barcelona for a month Like、mm-hmm. I don't
What for?、
I was studying Spanish And then
Oh, yeah. oh.
なんかそこだとみんな本当レギンスだけで歩いてて結構女性が
そう、う
ん、だからもうそれもお尻の形丸出しみたいな
丸出しですよね
で私もそれを、まあ、現地ではやってたけどやっぱ日本でやる勇気はないねちょっとみんながショック受けそうだからなんか
why can't guys wear something like that? I mean,
you could.
You'll totally. Everyone,
feel free.
Well,
I don't know though.
The possible.
I feel free.
Like people will stop you, right?
Maybe people will appreciate
the people's
it.
Not going to stop you.
You don't think so?
I don't think.
Well, they can't stop you.
If you only wear like.
You're unstoppable.
If you only wear like boxer briefs or something, or just yoga pants.
Yoga pants will be fine, I think.
But if people see like the outline of your dick and uh-huh. you're walking around in like.
But you know,
Shinjuku.
Some guy like wearing the like you know the cycling like a pants or something
so
like the cycling pants like yeah. showing that your shape
really?
Of the dick or something. Yeah.
Try
so
it.
So that's already a thing.
Try it.
Oh, well, I'm not talking about. I don't know.
Michael in yoga pants.
Whether I'm trying to do that.
Unstoppable.
It's just it seems.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if that actually, the game. Who's a rapper like uh-huh. like posted on Instagram a picture of himself. This was like huge like topic in the US because he had the hashtag like dick game strong and like like stuff like that uh-huh. and like the picture is just him like showing the outline in his underwear of his dick, and then Instagram like took it down like violation of something.
Okay.
So then that became like news. Like, is it okay for guys to wear like tight stuff on their junk?
It's like women's nipples. Like women's nipples are banned on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But not through like clothing.
Not through the clothing, right?
I think if it's pretty visible, they'll take it down. Like if
really?
the shirt is sheer, really? Yeah.
But they're doing the, like, they just paint your boobs now.
Ah, yeah, then, body paint.
And then they...
Oh.
That's like clothes now.
Yeah,
supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
Heaven?
Sort of, yeah, point, body painting.
Yeah.
Yeah, body paint.
Did you see the one lady, like, you know, she painted herself like a Marvel and DC...
Huh.
Comic character and it looks so real.
No, I didn't see that.
Sugoi desu yo.
Jibun de
Spider-Man no painting. So it so looks like a real like comic character.
Huh. I want to see it.
Mm.
Do you know her name?
You can check her out. Maybe
okay.
like you know Google it.
Right. Know. Okay.
There's a lot of
to言えば.
Illusions that you can do with that stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yoga pants. So, game の話から最終的にヨガパンツの話になっちゃう。ビール飲んでるからしょうがない。
We've been talking about fast food and yoga pants.
Yeah, yoga pants. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
no, don't
be. I can't help it because you know, I love Panda Express.
Well, next time we should probably record at Panda Express.
Yeah.
Mm.
Eating chicken.
So, do you guys like normally talking like this kind of thing? Because you know, do you know, special no toki wa, it's too long, like 2 hours. So I never you know check out the whole thing. Like maybe
first 30 minutes
or like 40
we talk
minutes.
About whatever, like, wherever it takes us.
Definitely
basically.
Towards the end, it's more
random
directionless.
Random. Yeah. Yeah,
especially when we're drinking. Like today.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, every time we drink, I think we go extraordinarily off topic.
Yeah. Which is a good thing.
Yeah, good thing.
It's fun. Yeah.
So hopefully the people will like it, though.
Yeah. Hopefully. Well.
So do you care?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that was a question from you. Like, do you? Yeah. Do we care like what the people think?
What people say
about you know the game, right? So
yeah.
Do you guys care like what the people say?
No.
Well, yes, and like I care, but it's not going to really change.
Yeah.
Much,
right.
You know.
Same. Because, that's me too.
Like I care and I want to know what people think because I know that I check on Twitter. I like to see what people are saying, but If you just do what people want you to do, you're not gonna be able to keep track of what you're trying to do
or
what you want to do. I guess
people say all kinds of stuff, right? Like some people are like, it's too long. please make it short. Some make people are like, it's too short, make it long because my commute is like 4 hours, you know. So yeah, we can't really be listening to people, but we do see feedbacks. We read all the feedbacks.
Basically.
Well, it's like an artist, if you're really listening to what people are saying, like super attentively, that's starting to become like marketing, because it's like, oh, what will sell? What will like get the most, you know, whatever. But I think for us, it's more important, like what we're interested in and what we want to talk about,
right?
Because we can't pretend to be interested in like what the general public is interested in.
That's true.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, I guess.
そこはやっぱブレない方がいいですよね。絶対ね。
人気になっちゃうからね。
そう。
Well, I'm super excited to see what you and the team you're working with come up with in terms of gaming.
Well, you know, me too. Me too じゃない。
That'll be exciting.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't say the detail. I can't say like when, but you know, the team is working really hard. And we are always like, you know, thinking about, you know, what's the people, what kind of, well, you know, when we ship the game and, you know, we really want the people to be happy to play the game. So we don't care, like, you know, we don't care those kind of like, you know, what is the trendy or, you know, what's the popular, you know.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to make the people smile and, well, and, you know, you don't want them to waste their time. So,
right.
Yeah.
っていうところが一番重要なんで、that's why, you know, we always spend, well, you know, team is working really, really hard because we, you know, we are still such a small team. And,
is there a lot of pressure, you feel like?
Pressure?
There's a lot of expectation for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, well, you know, such a small company, small studio, right? And there are tons of, you know, problems and issues every day. But I was like, you know, oh my gosh, it's fucking, I was so pissed off like almost every day, every moment. But, you know, I thought that is not good. And I, you know, changed my style, then I was trying to enjoy like those like problems, like, you know, okay, then how are we gonna solve that problem this time or something,
right?
Yeah.
っていうふうに考えたら、なんか非常にプレッシャーも別にそんなに、だからプレッシャーだと思うとプレッシャーだと思うけど、あのね、the when this game ships and the people's gonna be so happy っていうふうに思ってると、なんかじゃあもうちょっと今日は頑張っちゃおうかなみたいな風に思えるんだと思うんですよ。多分チームのメンバーもみんな多分そう思って作ってると思います。だからあのユーザーさんというか買ってくれる人、プレイしてくれる人たちの顔を想像しながら多分作ってると思います。
楽しみ。
そこはね結構ね本気で、そうですね、ツイッターとかも結構チェックしてますよ僕たちも。
It's crazy that you know, I've never met you before, but you've been an influence in all these like things that you know have been a part of like my childhood growing up and a lot of other people, and well, and people have
the,
you know,
game. Yeah, the game did, you know, the game was, yeah, like that. But I'm really glad to be a part of the, you know, the team.
Yeah.
And I was, yeah, you know, 責任も感じるけど、だけども、責任ばっか感じちゃうとそれって絶対プレッシャーになっちゃうから、あのプレッシャーを感じちゃうと僕はほら気がちっちゃいんで、あの仕事できなくなっちゃうんで、そこはだから
楽しんで
ポジティブに転換して、 The time to have fun and っていうのはやっぱ楽しんで作らないと楽しいものって作れないというふうに思ってるんで。
I'm sure if you're like in, if you're so deep in it, you can kind of forget like how cool it is and how fun it really is, you know.
だからどれだけ under the tough situation, like, you know, you should have like, you know, trying to have fun to do your job っていうふうにやっていくと、多分 楽しいものが作れて、うん、エンジョイしながらものが作れるんじゃないかなと。
I agree。
綺麗なあの終了の仕
方、ね、パーフェクトの締めいただきました。
すいません、yeah. こんなで。
No, I mean, thank you so much for coming today. 今日雨だったのに。
Thank you very much. And, 多分最後まで聞いてる人どれくらいいるのか知らないけど、ただあの英語勉強 しなかった僕でも、あのちょっとだけ頑張って、ちょっとだけ興味を持って英語に接したら、まあ、そこそこコミュニケーション取れるようになったんで、あのやっぱね、言語が一つ喋れる、もう一個喋れるようになると世界が広がるって僕すごい体験したんですよ。
Right.
だから英語をちょっとだけ勉強してみるのもいいじゃないかなと思います、うん、てかね、まずはボーイフレンドとガールフレンド作っちゃうっていうの、
ね、あとバイリンガルニュース聞いてね。
そう、バイリンガルニュース、ね、ごめんなさい宣伝しなくて。
いやいや、
はい、
OK、
はい、
わ、ありがとうございました。
Thank you very much.
Bye,
bye.